Blog Talk Radio. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. We're also broadcasting from blogtv.com, so check us out on there. If you want to, you can go to my website, which is actually www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and go to the page that says radio on Ustream, and you'll see there's a screen right there, and all you got to do is click on the whole thing, and you'll see me live, or go to blogtv.com and actually look for Psychic X Journeyman, and you'll see me on there too as well. So check us out, and we're streaming live right now. We got 2 hours of nothing but angel readings and chat about whatever. So join us for the great roundtable conversation. If you have a topic that you want to bring to the table, please do so. We want to talk about the whole thing and get some people to stick around, keep the mics open, and just keep talking about whatever. And put it out there. We usually talk about things that are, from spirituality and that kind of stuff. But, the ideal situation of spirituality is always looking at situations and problems and always trying to find the positive, which is actually the solution. So join us. We'll be here from 12 to 2. And if you want to give us a call in here and get a reading yourself, that number is 646-721-9031. So give us a call, chat it out here, and we're going to take it. Competition this month for the person who donates the most money to the show. Well, we're going to give them a gift, a prize, whichever way we look at the whole thing, because we appreciate those. We appreciate all the donations that come into the show, and we just want to sit there and get a little competition going on. I guess have some fun, see who can actually donate the most money, and that kind of situation, and see what happens. Hey, and I'd always say donate to the Going to Manitou Springs Fund, Colorado Fund, and support my show fund. Just, whatever you feel like giving and donating. It's not even one of those things you even have to do. But, like we always say, give love where love is given. And donate to the show. And for the people who have donated to the show, we thank you. Appreciate it. And keep listening. And we're going to go into our show here. I'm going to introduce my co-host, Breeze here. My lovely co-host. So welcome to my show, your show, our show. How's it going?
Hey, kids. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think I've actually drank some of your coffee. Woo. But yeah, so it's kind of fun, isn't it? With your situation, I'm pretty sure everything's okay now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Cool. I don't want to say. nobody's bleeding to death on my watch. So okay. I guess I'll just have to, don't make me pull the private jet out and come out there, okay?
okay.
So as we're sitting here talking about topics and stuff like that, too, Bree, you have a topic you might want to throw out there, like, crazy cats or something?
Oh, yeah, definitely crazy cats.
If you want to get a cat as a pet, rethink it. Okay, I'm just kidding. But don't laugh too hard. I want you to fall out of your... Well,
out of my chair. That would really get the night going.
Oh heck yeah! We've already had birds tonight on the other show, right? Birds. Those birds were loud, weren't they?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here going, I feel like I was at the zoo. I'm in the pigeon cage, But it was interesting. So I'm just saying, some craziness about this and that and the other. So we were talking about a lot of chopsticks on the last show. Well, we bring up Atlantis, and we had a couple good past life readings on that show, and I think it was kind of amazing. The sister and the mom, and they were sisters at one time, but now in this lifetime they're actually mother and daughter. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was.
So what did you think about that, huh?
Well, I thought that was pretty cool. It was very, yeah.
Makes you want to go out there and tell everybody about it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Come on in. Let's get a reading. Check the idea of the concept behind doing the angel readings was actually to connect people with their angels, too. So I hope we did that. We're trying to, anyway. So did you ever get a chance to check out that live stream on your computer? You said you was downloading that Adobe Player. Did you ever get a chance to check out the... On my website, where we could sit there and actually see me sitting here getting crazy as I'm bouncing behind this desk doing this show.
Yeah, I actually have it now.
Oh, really? I had to remind you. Okay, I feel so bad. So, you ready to do some readings, huh?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We won't put you on the spot, I promise.
Okay.
All right. Area code 603, welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, good. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Val. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. We've had a lot of Vals tonight.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I feel like I work at a garage.
Well, it's Valerie. I mean, I don't know what
No. It's nothing about it. I'm not trying to belittle you or nothing. I was just sitting there going, we had the last call where actually it was her daughter and her mother, Val.
Oh, yeah, really?
That was intense. You got to do we were sitting there talking to the mother, and then we just started doing a reading for the daughter. So how are you today? And welcome to the show, and say hi to my co-host, Bree.
Hi, Bree. Hi. How are you? Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Thank you. I'm just curious, are you guys clairvoyant, or do you just use the card? Not just, but I mean, you use the cards, or how does that work?
Oh, we just want a show. I'm just kidding. I actually have angel cards, I have tarot cards, I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. I'm an empath, I do a medium work, I'm actually classified as a psychic medium spiritual advisor.
Oh, wow, okay, great. I'm an intuitive and a clairvoyant. And I can't think right now.
Right, and Bree, you're what? I think you're clairsentient, you feel a lot of things, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think you see a lot of things. Now she hears things. She hears a lot of things too, but she's scared of that one.
The voices in my head just go off all the time. No, I'm joking. Well, partially joking.
Partially joking. Okay, no problem.
I think we all have those voices from time to time, don't we?
Yeah, it's called mom. But
yeah, right. You're doing something. Your mom could be a million miles away, and you hear, "Don't do that."
Done that? Yeah, that's right. They don't realize how much they are with us, and we don't like
right.
that. But, you know. Isn't that right, Bree?
Yes.
You've done that a couple of times, haven't you, where you've done something, you're like, okay, my mom's screaming in my head, going, God, that was just too close. And she's not anywhere around, so.
Right. It's funny.
Yeah.
Or if you come to my show, you can actually hear my mom live on radio. Asking me to take
I hear my mom live on the phone. No, she's all right, though. I wouldn't trade her.
Me neither. I just wish you wouldn't come up during the show and say, hey, have you taken the trash out yet? I'm like...
How funny is that? Oh, jeez.
That's what you call live. That's what you call live in person.
Yeah, right? Well, I was calling in for, I guess, a reading.
And what would you like to go on here?
A gentleman named Jeff.
And Val, when is your birthday?
10/12.
10/12. That's October 12th. And
yep.
can you give us the year, please?
Oh, okay. 69.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable at that moment.
No, that's okay. It's 10/12/69.
69. Okay.
Yep.
That's no problem. Okay, with the guy that you're talking about, what's his name?
Jeffrey.
Yeah. And the situation with you and... I do get some kind of rockiness here.
Okay.
And when I sit here and pick up on the situation, I just feel like there's some questions and what one person wants to do. I keep getting you questioning a lot of things about him because I feel like there has been questions about his truth and honesty. How long have you known Jeffrey?
13 years.
Okay, I was going to say 10. And I feel like the last 10 years has been more important than the 13.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Kind of, but not 100% sure.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I feel like things after you guys knew each other for 2 years, there was some kind of... I want to sit here and say mystery about the thing.
Mystery in what manner?
Curious about each other. It's almost like you felt like each other were kind of like on the surface, but there was more to you guys underneath.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, go ahead and communicate. And, you know, it's like I always tell people before, if I'm missing it, I'm missing it. But, you know, I'm just saying, with the situation, it's like you feel like it was on both sides, both of you guys looking at each other. In the situation, you guys have known each other for 13 years, but you guys haven't been dating each other for 13 years.
We were together for a couple.
So with the questions that you're asking, a puzzle about the situation and what can really happen between the two of you guys, again?
Yeah.
What I was talking about before is, like, I had a couple of situations where I was I had a friend of mine named Roxanne, and we was always kind of curious about each other, but never said anything about it. It was just our own curiosities within ourselves, trying to figure out, okay, I feel something's here, but I'm not sure what it is.
Hmm. Okay.
And then you guys dated for about 2.5 years?
Something like that.
It goes on the stem, like 2.5, 3, maybe 3.25. Because you get the impression that you guys really don't know. Because it's been kind of an on and off thing, somewhat. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Let's see. Like I said, I got a bigger desk. I like taking the 7 cards, and that's what I deal with the most. Oh no, let's take care. I get an impression that the thing I get a connection with a grandmother is close to you. That's deceased. She seems like she's helping you out. Well, she seems like she's there. I keep getting if I'm not mistaken, both your grandmothers are deceased, correct?
That is correct.
And the situation, it seems like the grandmother on your mother's side is the one that seems to be the closest to you.
She was in my very young days. And she passed when I was young. And as I got much older, I became a lot closer with my other grandmother.
Well,
I actually helped take care of her for a few years.
Uh-huh. No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that the grandma on your mother's side, she passed away, but she was with you the whole time.
Okay, that's good to know.
You know, it's almost like it made it easier to deal with your grandmother on your father's side a whole lot better. And I feel like there was some things that came to you and through her that helped you, enabled you to cope and to open up to your grandmother.
Maybe. I mean, maybe subconsciously, and I didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Well, the thing I get from your grandmother right now, she wants you to be very crystal clear about what you do want and look at yourself and focus on this conflict in some ways of back and forth between you and Jeffrey, but she's also looking at this conflict within yourself and what you really want too as well.
Hmm.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, I know what I want very clearly.
Well, so what do you want?
I like to eventually work things out and hopefully, you know, I'll be back with them.
Right.
I feel he is my soulmate.
When you sit there and say soulmate, do you see him as more in the definition of a significant other?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I know the word soulmate is looked at in a couple different manners, and when I say that, I mean the person I'm supposed to, you know, be with for my life.
Well, there is a term for that. It's called twin flame.
See, to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but that term has been around, I think, more recently, I'd say like the last 5 years, but I had always heard it as just soulmate, and then in probably the last 5 years, I've heard twin flame, so I guess I just go with the original term of soulmate, but...
Well, see, the reason I sit there and go over the thing myself, I'm a relationship counselor, so I sit there and say, you really want a soulmate? A soulmate is a constant learning situation. Not saying that not every relationship's not. I'm just saying some of the people I've actually worked with actually have a tendency to attract soulmates to basically
right.
put themselves with learning lessons to punish themselves because they feel like they made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I don't see that here with you. I just feel like there's something you want. They're just saying clarify it for you. But it says
okay.
also, and sometimes with situations, you know, the ideal of being preordained, I just don't feel that, okay? Choices, free will, it always existed and always has and always will.
Yeah, yeah.
So with the situation of situation, because the reason I say that a lot too from my own personal experiences of I just had with my ex-fiance where it was like, yeah, I'm deeply in love with the woman, love to be with her, love to be have a relationship with her, but she's just not capable of doing that right now, and if ever. So, but it was a realization on my part to say, okay, we crossed paths. We sit there and learned a lot of things from each other. And the situation was just a realization for me to say, okay, do you want to go back 3 years or you want to sit there and stay where you're at and keep going forward? Because she's
right.
still there. So, just like those things. Because the one thing I get with the situation, I'm not trying to sit there and down this one at all, is because it just says crystal clear intentions. Hold that. I'm sorry.
Crystal clear intentions, and I didn't hear the rest.
Relationship harmony. So basically, you have the angels working with the Archangel Michaels with you too, but it's also one of those things, in order to have a relationship like you want to have with Jeffrey, you have to let go of everything that happened. And almost like go over that one more time to make sure that you cut all the cords, all the realizations, because a lot of times in the situation of trying to get back with someone we've already been with, we have memories to contend with too, even good or bad. It doesn't matter which they are, good or bad. They're still past memories. Are we focusing on recreating those? Are we focusing on creating a new life together? And that was what they're talking about, crystal clear intentions. Because it says, look at the signs. And the idea of this renewed trust that you have with following your renewed passion and your love life and career.
Mm-hmm.
And career is usually life, and it's life in general. But
mm-hmm.
it does show that it's a very strong friendship. And then my seventh card is basically saying celebration. So it definitely does indicate a lot of things coming together just like you want to, almost like answered prayers. It's just the ideal of focusing and making sure that you've cleared all the clutter.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. However, him and I, we've been intertwined for the last, well, after we dated and lived together, we've been intertwined, but there's been someone else kind of in and out of his life, you know, for about 7 years, way more off than it, way more out than in. I know who she is. She's not very kind. And I know that they just recently kind of, you know,
parted
started
ways.
To talk again.
Oh.
No, started, well, a couple months ago. And, you know, he's not liking me too much. He won't let go of a lot of things as far as me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as far as some of the things I've done, because I have kind of interfered on different levels with her.
Right.
But I said to him one of the last times I talked to him, I said, you know what? Good luck. Go make your phone call to her. Get Bill back with her. I'll give you 6 months with this, and I'll have a shoulder for you.
So what kind of response did you get on that one?
Kind of quiet, because I feel he knew I was right. And, you know, he said, stop playing God in my life. Stop, you know, playing with this relationship with her, and I'll figure it out for myself.
Okay. Would you say you were actually playing God, or were you just seeing things for what they was? There is a difference.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't care to play God. I mean, my intent wasn't to play God, because I don't challenge God in that manner. I have a, you know, I try to have a spiritual way about me. So it wasn't a matter of me saying, God, I'm gonna play you now. But I guess I
mm-hmm.
saw a lot of it. I think for what it was, some of it was protecting him, but he was angry with that.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just see. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they might be on their last. About, but I could be wrong, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like they're not going to, you know, work out.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Right, but what I'm saying is this could be the situation. They're talking about a lot of things with you personally, with just letting go of everything and seeing where it falls, and it might actually fall at your lap. Well, fall at your feet, I'm sorry. A lot more quicker than you think. Because, I mean, I'm just saying, with the situation, a lot of us do get caught up in the situation going, you know, why is he with her? Why is she with him? And that kind of thing. When we're actually blaming a lot of the stuff, we have a tendency to blame the people that are involved. And when we should be taking and putting blame where blame belongs, which is the people we're wanting to be with. And being honest with ourselves, that's exactly what it is. I'm not trying to. And the ideal, it's kind of a catch-22. The ideal of playing God and not playing God and that kind of thing. It's the ideal of seeing things for what they are is just a realization of what you see and what you feel and paying attention. We have a person here who seems, Jeffrey seems to be a person who sees it too. And every time you say anything about it, what makes him angry is he doesn't like hearing the truth.
You know, and that's funny you say that because he gets very angry at me when they say, I know you better than anybody in the world. And even if you got married, I still know you better than your wife. You say that. And he gets mad.
Mm-hmm. So, let me think. Let me do this. I'm going to sit there and I have a friend of mine here, I think. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, how's it going?
Did you get a chuckle out of that, Nicole?
I did a little bit, yeah.
I figured.
Mm-hmm.
It's sadly funny.
But, you know, it's, let Nicole give her insights here real quick.
What?
Nicole?
Honestly, what I get from the two of
you
is that you're broken. Yeah,
can you hear me?
Wow.
Can you hear me?
Oh, wow.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Oh, that's crazy.
Hello. Am I on mute? Are you on mute?
Maybe you're on mute.
Hello,
on your phone.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Nicole?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear everybody. Bree, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we have Val, who's kind of faded out for a minute. Val, you still there? Val?
Oh, okay, so she must have faded out then. I was wondering who that was. Okay.
No, go ahead. I mean, maybe she's still listening and she can hear you, so go ahead.
Well, what I got from this rhythm is actually that they're brother and sister, believe it or not. That's actually what their energy feels like more. It's like brother and sister. Like, they're definitely intertwined. I mean, they're definitely linked. And honestly, intuitively what I sense about the relationship is that at each point in the relationship, one of them has wanted to move forward, but the other one has not been ready. So it literally, like, they flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
What I can see, it's brother and sister spiritually, I guess that's the way I'd like to put it. They flip-flop, you know. At one point she's ready and she's raring to go, but he's not. And then he's raring to go, but she's not. And what my spirit guide was saying is, no matter what happens in this life or the next, they're going to be together. So, period. But as it relates to this life specifically, she was saying that they both have to reach a level of maturity where they can call it like they see it and say, we love each other, we're going to be together, and we're going to move forward. And neither one of them is at that point yet. And that is why they choose other people.
Oh, okay.
They both separately, I feel, have to do a lot of soul searching
before
they can come together.
I think
unit.
She...
Yeah.
Right. No, all I was going to say was, I think they actually popped back in. So, let's, I mean, they... they must be really entwined. So, let's see. So,
hello?
Val, you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. I don't know what happened. I was talking, and I was like, I was still on, and I'm going, hello, are you guys on mute? Hello?
Yeah, we could actually hear you, too. You just couldn't hear us.
No, I couldn't.
So did you...
So
okay. Did you... okay, hello?
I didn't hear much of what she said.
Okay, well, I'll tell you again, what I got is that actually, believe it or not, you guys are brother and sister. That's where a lot of your back and forth comes from. It's that brother and sister energy. Like, you're in the same soul group. So when you say this person is your soulmate, this person absolutely is. This is the same person in your life that has stretched your soul and challenged it more than anyone else. But the
oh
other
God,
thing that
how
my
he
guys,
challenged me.
Yeah. The other thing my guys, though, were telling me about the two of you is that at each point, at many points in the relationship, one of you was ready to move forward and make the commitment, but the other one wasn't. And you were never ready at the exact same time. And what my guides are saying is that I definitely know after this life, like after you pass on and incarnate, you'll be together in the next life for sure. But they're saying in this life, in order to have that partnership, you both have to do a lot of soul searching because there's some maturity that both of you need to get to before you're able to actually come together and make a commitment. There's a fear there on both of your parts. There's a definite fear. Well, I think you should consult it because my guides are stepping in and they're definitely saying that there is. So it might be something you want to maybe take a look at. I think on his end as well, something he might maybe want to take a look at, because what they're showing me is that there's been points where both of you have done this. One of you has stepped up and said, I'm ready to do this, let's move forward, and the other one gets cold feet. And then the other one steps up and says, I'm ready to do it, let's move forward, and then the other one gets cold feet. And so it's like it's a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth kind of dance.
He hasn't said that in a very long time.
That's the same, but he said it, right? But he said it. So that's what I mean. So honestly, it's like getting to the point where you both are on the page. And what I'm seeing is that's just going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time. And the reason you want to be with him so strongly is actually because you are in the same soul group. You really are in the same soul group. And I'm hearing on the other side, you're actually brother and sister. Very interesting, but that's part of the reason why you guys can't help but be close. Even if you're married to different people, you're going to be in each other's lives. There's no way around it not happening. But they're just sort of saying in this life, if you were to come together in that life partnership, you both have to make the agreement, and neither one of you is there yet.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little more work to do. Think about it a little bit more.
Let me ask you this, if I may. A couple of months ago, he insisted that other female was the one for him.
No, she's not.
Do you feel that they are finished?
Yes, they are, but I don't know how long they'll stay together. You know what I mean? I mean, they were finished before they started, but how long
they've been in and out of his life for 7 years.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know, I was picking the same thing up with the situation you were talking about before, too, with this woman coming into his life. It seems like almost like I've seen this before. A couple of people can actually manifest blockages as in people. So I'm wanting to face this reality. So, therefore, this is the woman I'm supposed to be with, when it's just he's using her as an excuse not to really see what's actually really going on.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
It's like I'm miserable without her, I'm going to make it work this time, blah, blah, blah.
Make it work. And it may be more on his end now. I mean, I feel like maybe you've gotten to the point where you started to realize it and you're waking up to the idea and willing to move forward with it. At this point, he still isn't quite there yet, so... That's why I say, honestly, though, my spirit guide is saying that there's actually another life partner out there for you, which is slightly different than the soulmate connection you have with him, but it is a life partnership through which you could learn a lot through the partnership and love that person. The question becomes, though, how long are you going to wait for him to figure it out? Because he's taking his time.
All right, let me put it this way. I've waited the last 11 years. He's really the only person I've dated.
Is this the gentleman we're talking about now, or this is someone else?
Jeffrey.
His
name's Jeffrey, yeah, he's a Jeffrey.
And if it's going to happen, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. It's interesting with this one, and the reason why I say it is because I see you guys in each other's lives. I just don't know if you'll be in each other's lives as each other's lifelong partner. You know what I mean? Like that. I don't know what Donnie sees. Maybe he sees if you guys stick it out, in the end, it'll work itself out. I'm not sure about this lifetime because it actually depends on free will and his level of maturity and willing to actually be honest. And he doesn't he's waking up, but he's not there yet. You know what I mean? I mean, he's just not there yet. And I agree with Donnie in the sense that this other person that he brought through in the relationship, it was more of a distraction. The relationship was actually over before it started. If they are together now, I feel that it's in name only. There's not a real emotional connection or attachment to the two of them. I mean, he looks to this person fondly, but it's not... It wouldn't be that easy to say goodbye, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to say goodbye, rather.
Mm-hmm. No, the thing I saw Celebration, where I feel like it's going to work itself out. It's just the idea of this obstacle that stands in the way, you know? It's like... We have seen people go from soulmates to working themselves into twin flames.
Mm-hmm.
The transition of actually learning things they need to learn to get to that point, which is what you were talking about before with the maturity and that stuff working through. But it is one of those things where you wonder about the situation going, you see promise and you see hope with the situation, and I actually see they're actually coming together, but I do have to fall back to the same situation of saying open yourself up to love, as in a situation of caring for another. And I just see this guy with his hips and just so freaking, hey, you know, you're so wrong, I'm so right.
And the thing is, like, that brother and sister energy. I also think, too, Donnie, like, I feel like there is one other person out there for you. The relationship is not the magnitude of this one, but there is, I'm still feeling like before the relationship with him, there is, I don't know, Donnie, if you're sensing that, but I just feel like there's one other person. And it does feel like a long partnership. It really does. It feels like a long partnership.
Yeah, there's somebody out there that I feel like could be very, very, I feel like the category of falling in that position would be definitely be that too. Because I was getting this thing, it was a person who has a very formal name but has a freaking nickname. And every time I sit and focus on it, I keep getting Jocko. And, a real playful kind of guy who is somebody you probably wouldn't consider about from seeing seeing first impressions. But it's one of those things where you open up to the situation, you'll see more about him, of what he is and that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
Choices. Like, I feel like there's still celebration with you and Jeffrey. It's just the ideal. If you get to a point where Jeffrey has that stubborn attitude, sorry, I was going to say stubborn ass, but he seems to be really, like I said before, I see him with the hips, almost like I've seen girls do that, where they just, I know what I'm talking about, you have no clue.
Yeah.
And he's so dead bent on that whole thing, you're just wondering when he's going to let down the resistance to see reality too, because he's so caught up in this illusion he's created. It seems like it's the real deal. And when I look at this woman, I just see her there for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing all the work, and she's sitting there. I feel like she was very passionate when they first met and crossed paths with each other, but now I just feel like she's just whatever he says. So there's no he say, she said. It's just he says, and it's go, okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Lobster House. Okay, good. Yeah. You know, let's go take a bath. Okay, sure, why not? no opinions about anything. She's just going, because that's what I got with going along the flow. Some people would say that she's just being led by her nose, but that's just an illusion too. She doesn't want to buck the system. She kind of likes the. I keep getting a financial attention here too.
Hmm.
He buys her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I get the impression, I don't get the impression she can't wait to see him. You know, it's like, oh, I can't wait to see him again today. It's more like, what's he going to get from me today?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Everybody's really quiet and pondering this one, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you. I like I said, I feel that the relationship that they have is more of a surface relationship. Mm-hmm. The relationship is, it feels very complacent. That's the immediate word that comes to mind. It's just very complacent, very, they do the typical things that couples would do. It's very, you know, nothing out of the ordinary, really. I don't want to say boring, but, I mean.
Why not? So why not?
Intuitively, that's what I'm sensing. I feel like, honestly, there's really not much you have to worry about in terms of that. I mean, honestly, I do feel that you have his heart, but it's his maturity level, and if he's willing to take that leap and take that step. And right now, as annoyed as he does get in that situation at times, he's still not ready to make that leap.
Sometimes I look at the situation too like this. It's almost like he's watched too much television. And he thinks arguing and fighting and all this kind of stuff that's I've heard this a lot too, where it's like, okay, you're arguing and fighting, but why would you want to split up? At least you got one. And that's a really surface kind of attitude to have, where it's just, okay, people are supposed to argue in relationships, right? Depends what you look at arguing.
Right.
Sometimes some of the things I see them happening, which I don't feel like they're really drag outs all the time, but I just feel like there is a thing about the situation where she goes along with this thing for a while, and then she gets kind of irritated with the whole thing because she'll have a friend or two or say something to her. You know, why don't you sit there and do what you want to do? And, you know, sometimes with friends looking, they're on the outside looking in, they don't see the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking he's the problem, and I just see a person who doesn't want to formulate any kind of opinions about anything because she doesn't want to sit there and rock the boat, just put it that way.
Well, she's the one always leaving the relationship for the most part. And, I mean, he doesn't want me in his life at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say if you said that, then I would respect it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying, when I look at the situation, I think things are going to turn around very quickly. And have a summer encounter. That might actually change all that. Because I get the impression this woman might actually leave in June.
I have a question. You guys met in 1999, was that right?
98.
For some reason, I kept hearing 1999. What happened that year that was significant?
We moved in together.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, for some reason, it just, like, popped out at me, 1999. And I was, like, trying to figure, okay. I think it was just more confirmation about the relationship. That's all. I was just trying to place why I got that date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Hey, you guys have been great. I appreciate everything. And I'll keep you up to date. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Blessings.
Please give us a call back, at least in the summertime. I'd like to see what's up with that whole thing.
Okay, well, here's the other thing. We're in two different states right now. Well, I have been here for about 5 years. But he goes to a camp a lot in the summertime, almost every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what would get us in contact again or.
Okay, what state? You live in what state?
I live in New Hampshire. I do go back, though, for visits, but he's at camp usually all summer on the weekends.
Well, you know, sometimes with situations like this, I can't really tell you how it's going to happen. I just feel like it's going to happen. Give you an example. I was living in Florida. We had some neighbors. Never really wanted to run cross paths with them again. I don't know why we did. But we left Florida. We were in Maryland and just happened to go down to one of the government buildings downtown. And there they was. We crossed paths with them just like that. So, so what the situations have happened, it was like I've had those happen quite a bit. And I was sitting there looking at the situation with my ex-fiance when we got back together the second time. I was living in Ohio, and she told me she was in Kansas. She was lying to me, and she was actually in Florida. And before October that year, I went from 1,200 miles to being 15 miles from her. And so many things fell into place to actually tell me, because I was in, you know, I'm psychic and stuff like that. And she called me up, and she talked about, I'm in Kansas, I'm doing this, we're painting the house, and I'm sitting there going, gosh, my bullshit meter keeps going off. And I was just like, why is that? And I kept on seeing St. Petersburg. I kept on seeing Florida. I'm like, oh, okay. Seeing all this stuff going on. And so we did get kind of back together on the phone, and we started talking and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, she said, yeah, let's get back together. We'll do it now. And we did the whole thing. And then she had trouble paying her phone bill. And she goes, hey, can you pay my phone bill? And people were like, you know, hey. I'm sitting there going, yeah, but just think about this whole thing. My freaking, I remember when she's one that left too. She thought, she just felt like all of her friends were saying, he's this, he's that, when actually it was the other way around. But we won't go into that part of the whole thing. But my wallet was in her van when she left. So I couldn't pay her phone bill. And I was thinking to myself, if I could just get one of these Netspend cards. And we just happened to have a place down the road that gave out Netspend credit cards. So I was down there doing laundry one day, and I was like, I could do this if I could just have an ID. So I went there and talked to the lady, right? This was funny, too, because I've never seen anybody do this since. The lady looked at me, and I told her the story of what was going on with my ex-fiance, all the craziness about her being in Kansas. But I thought she was in Florida. So he sent the thing out. She said, and she goes, if you can get a copy of your IDs and stuff and have her fax them in here, then we can give you a Netspend card. I'm sitting there going, that was unusual, because usually they want the plastic themselves and take copies of themselves. Uh-huh. And I said, well, okay, I'll call her. So I called her up, and sure enough, she did. She was kind of like hesitated, but she sent those facts, and she sent it to that office. And I saw, I found out she was in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then
wow.
I put it out to the universe and said, okay, you guys say we're supposed to be together, we're supposed to go through this whole thing. So how's it going to happen? I said, I'm 1,200 miles away. You know, still Florida, you know, Kansas or Florida doesn't matter. It's still a good distance. And
yeah.
So I just kind of let it go and said, okay, I've seen things happen before. So there's no reason why this can't happen too. All of a sudden, a guy I've been working with all freaking year on this carnival came to me and said, you think your girlfriend's in St. Petersburg, right? I said, yeah. He said, I'm actually leaving after we get done putting cleaning all the equipment up and putting it away, which will be here in the next couple of days. I'm actually going down to Tampa, which is actually 15 miles from St. Petersburg.
Yep.
Okay, so the thing came out of it. So all the things fell into place, which I did not see the week before. But they happened very quickly. And next thing I know, I was in Florida looking at her, trying to figure out, okay, what we do now. You know? But, you know, the opportunity and everything else did fall into place. I also saved about $1,000 so I could actually, you know, do a lot of things I really wanted to do. And we actually ended up getting a house together too, which I manifested like $2,500 and actually got a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house.
Wow.
And we didn't have jobs. We didn't have any jobs. I just got down there. I had my business going on, and she had just started a job like 2 days prior. And about 4 days, we got all that stuff going on. So don't dismiss it. Just put it to the universe and see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. Well, I definitely will. And thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling us, and let us know, okay?
I will, and have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you. Yes, bye-bye.
Okay. You there, Bree?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure. I didn't hear you for a minute. I knew you had the cat thing going on, and missed your slashing with the sword fingers. Oh. So, is everybody ready for another caller?
Yeah.
So Nicole hesitates. So Nicole, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We're here. We're taking a good thing. Oh
good.
My gosh.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Well, so go ahead and take another caller. Hey, 61, I'm sorry, that's not 61. That's actually 916 area code. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Kayla, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
You're Kayla?
Kayla.
Kayla, I'm sorry.
Yep, it's okay.
So, Kayla, you're calling from Sacramento?
Yeah.
I used to love that. There used to be a show on television called The Big Valley, and it was a big rich family from Sacramento. So I've always had a kick out of that whole thing. So, you know, you ever seen things on television where you want to go see those places just because you saw them on television?
Yep.
And then you get there
and they're not the same.
Right. You get there and you go,
yep.
It's a desert. What's happening? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because I was sitting there, I didn't realize this too, I was in Colorado, places I was at, Manitou Springs and that kind of stuff, up in the mountains, you had green vegetation, that kind of stuff, but I never realized if you get further out, Colorado is actually part of the desert. So that was freaky too. So, just thought I'd share that with you guys. So, Kayla?
Yeah?
Do you have a couple questions for us? And say hi to Nicole and Bree.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Bree.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Cool.
My question was, what?
We didn't mean to catch you off guard.
Oh, no, it's fine. Pretty much, what is coming towards me for love and romance? I've kind of said it to the universe, for somebody to come along, and it's probably been about a year now, and there's been guys here and there, but nothing serious, and kind of at a point where right now is like the best time to kind of find a relationship, because, you know, I'm kind of moving into a bigger house, and, you know, it's just...
Oh, so you have room for a boyfriend now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. No, just that's just the way it came to me when you said that. It's like, wow, now she's making room. And I think a lot of things with situations, with this the one boyfriend that you had prior to all the other ones that come in and out, kind of stuff like that, really almost hit you like a. I mean, it's kind of funny. This is just the way it came to me because the way you phrased it about love coming. What's love? You know, coming at me.
Uh-huh.
And I just saw the previous relationship as something that could also be described as a train wreck.
Yeah.
So I was like, it was kind of funny how she put that. But I guarantee you, with the situation I see coming up, I don't see a train wreck. I don't see it coming at you. I see it you becoming a part of it, which is basically something you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, are you sleeping in the middle of the bed, or are you sleeping on one side?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I actually bought a new bed because
I know.
the bed that I previously had, you know, I always slept on the side because I was with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't have this bed anymore. It's hurting my back, so I had to go buy a new bed.
I bet you thought it was kind of funny when I asked you that question, huh?
Yeah.
Out of all the things, I could have asked you to do you park your car in the middle of the garage, and but for some reason it was a bed, and I just felt like that was a really major thing in your life of, I guess you would say, the base of your operation with this guy that she was with. I'm just saying, you guys seem to make up a lot. So, that makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not trying to be personal or nothing. I'm just saying, you know, with the situation of going there and that kind of stuff and saying, okay, you guys made up a lot. So we could be blunt and say we're all adults here and say that a lot of sex was going on. But with the situation at hand, it's also saying that when you cut loose from people, sometimes there's a tendency to focus on releasing those sexual cords, which also tie us, which are very emotional ties. So I'm just saying what the situation I got was, make sure you've done that. Have you ever seen situations? People might think this is kind of crazy, but, you know, cut the sexual cords because it's the most powerful, and I actually see these cords are the biggest cords that we go through, emotional attachments. But if you look at people who have emotional problems and have sexual problems with their relationships, a lot of those things are attached to previous relationships of people they had with, or even the course of rape and that kind of stuff. Those have a tendency to also do the same thing. They put emotional cords there.
Yeah, and they are...
I'm sorry.
I still get the booty call, you know, from him, and it's been probably about 2 years since we haven't, you know, officially been together, and still, I still get them every once in a while. It's like, have you not moved on yet? You know,
do you still give in?
Oh no.
I just get the impressions that you have. I mean, I'm not saying you haven't. I'm not disabusing you. I'm just saying the time. I'm just saying the times before that when you did, and you really wanted to sit there and smack yourself.
Oh yeah, you know, after everything was said and done, and everybody was gone, I was sitting on the bed like, why did I do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because never mind. I'm not going to sit there and say he's not that good anyway. But you know. Which I guess I did, so I'm sorry. But,
yeah,
sorry. No, I'm just saying, just make sure you get all that stuff loose and cut and just make sure you do the whole thing. Did you guys have a really strong music connection with each other, or was there like a favorite song that kind of racks up around sometimes where you just don't want to hear it anymore?
There's one song that I used to always sing to him, and yeah, I hear it on the radio all the time. And he plays guitar, and I play guitar, so.
Really? Yeah. So is your name Joan Jett? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's kind of cool to hear people play, you know, the instruments and that kind of stuff. And why are you not doing anything with your talent? Or are you? Because I feel like in some ways you're not. You're chasing the almighty daughter. You're chasing the almighty dollar. Sorry.
Well, I am in the field that I have the most passion for. I'm actually in the culinary field. And so I am pretty much doing something with my talent, just my musical talent. You know, it was kind of just like a messing around thing. That's actually how I met him, was in high school in a guitar class. So, yeah.
So I'm on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you say your skills as a guitar player are?
Like 5, 6.
Well, that's actually pretty good. You know, I'm not saying, there's still a passion there. And it's not the idea of the guitar itself. It's the idea of music and almost like the style of writing and that kind of stuff. So I'm just saying, you don't have to quit your job or quit what you feel like you're very passionate about. I'm just saying that's still a gift. And it's still can be utilized, even if it's only in a weekend setting or something like that. I'm just saying it came up the strongest because it was actually the very first card that came out. So when you get, I go with the first card because that kind of sets the tone for their foundation when I do these angel card readings when we just put down the, and then we have Archangel Michael. Now, I'm not surprised to see this card because in the process of actually going over and making sure that you cut all those cords, this is a visual I tell everybody to use is Archangel Michael. Visualize, ask for it, and then sit there and say, hey, you know, take that sword. And sometimes there are cords that we're not aware of, but it doesn't mean you can't ask him to cut those too because I've actually done it myself. Where I just feel like there's still some attachments and still things going on. I can't really put my finger on them at the time, but I just say, okay, I'm ready to let go of those things, so could you please cut that cord, or cords, or whatever they are. And then for some reason, something opens up to me, if not a relationship, a situation, or an opportunity, which is kind of funny. When you cut the cords, when it comes to love and relationships, it opens up opportunities and doors for advancement in your career and stuff like that. So it's very important. Not just for relationships in themselves, but also different levels of your career and your and how you relate to other people. Seriously. And that's what I get here. Archangel Michael is like, it's almost like he's there to protect you, to help you understand that you have so much to offer. And if you have many, many gifts, it's the idea of trying to figure out how you can utilize each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the situation of the boyfriend, you got to do something about this guy because it seems like there's emotional attachment. And that's what I'm saying here. Really work with Archangel Michael to sever that tie. But also with the situation of not even entertaining anything with the situation. I mean, if you see his phone number or you know it's him, because we all don't need call waiting, we all have intuition too.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get that feeling not to answer the phone, listen to that. Because the only way you can ever deal with the person, and I'm not saying he's a bad person, I'm just saying you've moved on and you're ready for a real relationship. Well, sometimes with situations of having those emotional attachments, ex-boyfriends have a tendency to pop in, and how you deal with
those.
I'm just saying, how you deal with these situations is you don't entertain it. You don't answer the phone. You don't answer the door. You don't talk to him. You don't do nothing. This is respect.
And with him, you know, me not answering the phone and not answering the door, he like, I'm not trying to be all kind of, but he gets off on that. Like he thinks it's a game.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. May I have his name?
His name is Eric.
A.K.A. Jerkweed. Oh, sorry.
goodness. Yeah, I just his well, his energy is very boyish. He definitely feels like a little boy. He shows himself as a teenager. So he's not a teenager, right? He's like well into his 20s.
Like 27.
Yeah, 23. He's 23.
Oh.
He shows himself as a teenager, about 16.
He acts like it.
The other thing, too, for some reason, I'm not hearing anything about a new person either, but I agree with Donnie. For some reason, as you were talking, you started talking about the new relationship and the house and all these things that you were planning and you've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm staring at a pair of sandals, and I'm sitting on my bed as I'm listening to you. I'm staring at a pair of sandals on my floor, and as you were talking, I kept hearing, "She has to walk away. She has to walk away. She has to walk away and walk towards the new person." And mm-hmm. I completely agree with Donnie. This other guy is still very present in your life. I do think there's some cords of attachment. For some reason, there's just a song that pops into my head that I think you might want to listen to. It may trigger something for you. You might be like, oh, I get it now.
Right.
Are you familiar with the singer? Her name is Sia. It's S-I-A. Sia?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, I would check her out. There's this song called Little Black Sandals. Called Little Black Sandals. And
okay.
It's about little black sandals walking you away. For some reason, I feel like you need to listen to it. I mean, I'm laughing because as you were talking, I was like, why did I keep staring at my sandals? And that was the only thing and I said, parents, walk away. She's got to walk away. She's got to walk away. Mm-hmm. So I do agree there's some residual stuff. I don't think you should worry about the new person coming in. I have no doubt you're going to meet someone. They've already told me that you pictured the person. I feel like the person is definitely out there. I just don't know what the time frame is on it. And I think I agree with Donnie in the sense that the time frame is kind of dependent upon nipping away what's left of this.
Yeah, because I got the impression the timing depends on when you're ready to take out the trash and let the trash man pick it up and letting, almost like a visual of letting that go. Because actually in a situation like this too, you can also use meditational techniques where it's called the pink bubble. Now, some people take a pink bubble and they surround themselves with protection. But you can actually take the thing too and take a situation like this and surround it in a pink bubble and let it go and watch it visually go off into the sunset. Which what you're doing is you're giving it to your angels to have basically a happy result. Conclusion on both your parts of helping him realize that you know you're not supposed to be together, but for some reason he can't get it through his head, which is really thick. But you know, the situation is realistically, when I look at the situation, the thing I would sit here and call him a jerkweed is because he doesn't respect what you say. He's always thinking about what he wants, and that's all he cares about. And I mean, she sees him as a teenager, but I see him more as a 12-year-old. And I saw, for some reason, I picked up 27, but I think the reason I picked up 27 is because it's a reference to the point of the person I feel like will be coming into you, which I haven't, like I said before, timing is, there's nothing here. Because it keeps saying music is a really important thing to you. It might just be a hobby that you do and put a band together or something, but there's all connections here.
That's kind of weird about the whole music thing. I just started talking to a guy probably about a week ago. We went to high school together, and he found me on Facebook, of course. And we just started talking, and he's actually a musician at Stony Inn in Roseville, which is kind of like a country bar.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
I've heard of it.
So maybe that's the reference. I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying, sweetie. Uh-huh. What I'm saying to you is, you know, when the opportunities come across your lap, they're coming across your lap for a reason. You're very talented, and I think sometimes I just don't think you understand the talent that you have. Is it going to be something that's going to be like you're going to be on, you know, what's that freaking show on television? I can't remember the name of the show. American Idol. Because I've actually seen people that I've worked with who actually had very successful books. Was he on the top? Was he number one? Was he on the number one bestsellers list? No, but they still made over 100,000 copies, and now that's a good book. But these things happen, but we have to look at things on different scales of success and what you look at. It's also your perceptions of what you see. And it just seems like it's very important to you to do that. And like you said before, it might be, and I did get the indication of the ideal of the person I feel like you're going to be with. It's going to definitely have a musical, if not a soul music talent of his own that you're going to be a part of. But it's the biggest, because what I was telling you before is I keep getting this card of Michael. Archangel Michael has been up in your reading twice. Now the next card comes out and says, be crystal clear about your desires and focus upon your, focus on everything with unwavering faith, which means you know it. And that's, I don't know, you sound like me when I was singing and people come up to you and go, you know, you're really good. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, so you just kind of blow it off, and then people are like, oh, no, you're really good. And then all of a sudden you start having people that want you to be a part of their thing and that kind of thing, because I've actually done it with this Blog Talk Radio where people call me, come up to me and say, hey, can you be on my show? I'm like, really? Yeah, okay, sure. You know, I was on this show called Dream Team One, and that lady made me feel like I could, you know, I was like, it was kind of uncomfortable for a minute because I've come on her show, and I'm actually listening to the show, and she goes, this is a great guy we're going to have on the show. His name is Psychic X Journeyman, and he's got this thing going on, and how she put it, she said, he doesn't just give information that's good for the day or good for the week or good for the year, but good for a lifetime. I about fell off my seat. And she talking about me. You know? So I'm just saying, with your situation, you know, you got to sit there and believe in your talents because they're there, they're part of you. If you don't get a chance to really express your musical talent because you really love music, it's not the idea. That's what I'm saying. It's not a musical instrument. You are a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, God, gifts from God, okay? We angels bring you gifts from God, from the Creator. Open up your arms to receive them, but also we'll learn how to use them. And it also shows prosperity. So there's something about this situation that we've also seen a lot of famous people. What they're doing now, we're actually driving cabs, and a couple of people were actually in careers. They thought that was their career, but they didn't. You know, it's like open up the possibilities. I mean, look at Smith. I mean, the guy sat here and said that the only way you can be great at anything is to stop believing what people think. So open up your mind, think outside the box, go way outside the box, that you could still probably hang on to have this career, not with music and music. It's one of those things that they're there. They're both there because it talks about prosperity, you know, saying your material needs are. That's why I get the impression, too, because I was sitting there going over the thing about you're doing this work, and it says here that your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So it's basically saying that if you're into something right now and you're being taken care of very well and you love what you do, they're just saying that there's nothing wrong with it. Because I think we're taught this when we're young. You pick a goal, you pick a dream, and you go with it. I don't think we're ever really taught that your life has many dreams and many avenues and many ways to go. And if we just open the possibilities that all those gifts that God gave us, why would he give us all these gifts and we're just supposed to use one? So it's the idea of utilizing these things. I mean, you could be working for your company and they want to have a some kind of get together on the weekends. And they're looking for some famous band, and you end up working your job plus playing in this band. So,
yeah,
it's
happened.
Yes. So trust your guardian angels are working all around. You got like four of those, and then it just says, look at your life review. Take a life review. Take an inventory of your life, and resolve the change or heal anything that's imbalanced. Now, the thing I see is imbalanced here is this guy who keeps saying, "Well, we're supposed to be together," even though I'm faulty and cracky and kind of flaky. But that's what I'm saying with the situation. Because I've seen a situation like this before where you just got to take the upper hand. And I've done this too. And people think it's kind of crazy because I did it with my ex-wife. And we had kids together. But you can set boundaries. And you just have to, sometimes you have to take it to extremes. Saying, you know, if you don't leave my house or leave this same situation, I might have to take it to the next level and say, okay, leave me alone. Because he doesn't seem like he has a lot of respect for anybody else, what they want. He thinks that if I think it,
too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to really specify the whole thing, but sometimes with situations of pushiness and not having that respect, I just want you to, I guess I could leave you with one thing and say, have respect for yourself and say, don't put yourself in those situations anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody else have anything to add to that?
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Really?
I do.
I'm sorry.
I know you don't believe me. Believe it or not, this is the first time.
No,
but I really do. I do agree with that.
Okay. No, the thing I was thrown off about a minute because we lost Bree. I was saying, okay, Bree, what? And I noticed she's not there. I'm like, okay, Bree, if you're out there, please call back in and, you know, that kind of thing. Well, you know what I'm saying. Come on, call back in, please. So, shoot. Do you have any more questions you want to ask us before you go?
I have a question. I can't remember her name. What was her name?
Nicole? Yes, Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. When you hear the name Matt, what energy or, I guess, comes to your mind?
Right. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just going to...
Is he a guitar player?
Yes.
He is. Yeah. Well, that's the first thing. I get that. The way that he's showing himself is more the way he sees himself. It's kind of like a throwback to, it's interesting. It's like the days of Nirvana and, Kurt Cobain, Dave Grohl, those type of, singer, songwriter, guitarist. That's the way he fashions himself. That's how he sees himself as a musician. He sees himself in that
like
similar
vibration.
Yes. Yeah. Like he's definitely serious about his music. I'll put it that way. He takes it very seriously. I definitely feel like he puts himself kind of on the same caliber. And I kind of feel like maybe he has the same dreams. The reason why, now I understand. Are you familiar with the band Sublime?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Bradley Knoll, the lead singer, is in my head. Like all of that energy, like that punk, like that reggae, punk rock, mm-hmm. angst type, that's the energy that I feel surrounding Matt. That's what mm-hmm. I feel about him. And I feel that he is very serious about his music. But let me see as it relates to you what's going on, because I feel like that's more what you were asking. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
He had a crush on you in high school, I think, this person.
Oh, yeah.
He really did.
We actually dated in junior high.
Oh, yeah. He had a big crush on you. I think it's more he's trying to just see what's there. I mean, that's really what it is. It wasn't that he just saw you on Facebook and was like, oh, that's cool, I'll friend her. It literally was he saw you on Facebook, he remembered, and he said, I want to see what's there. And that was his purpose for doing it. Like, he really does actually want to be in contact with you. He didn't just friend you for the purposes of having 8 million friends.
Mm-hmm.
He did it with a specific intent. I would not be surprised if you don't get, like, his phone number or something through a message, if you haven't already.
I have.
Yeah. That was his reason. He likes you still. He never stopped thinking about you. And I think it would do well for you to talk to him. I think that the friendship could come out of this. I don't know about a romantic situation. I'm just not certain. So that's why I'm not going to say yes or no. But I definitely think at the very least, absolutely a friendship. I can already feel the mutual attraction, though. Like, it's there between the two of you. It's already there.
Well. No, that's the first thing I picked up, too, was a guitar player. And I guess you would sit there and, you know, he seems like he has a lot of influences, not just from the, I guess, was that the early 90s? I feel like he's
really
got some I think he's got some connection with Elvis, too. No, seriously, have you ever really seen some insights of Elvis? Man, was very serious about his music and very serious about life and that kind of stuff. And he just carried a certain energy about him that... people took him seriously, and he had a certain mannerism about himself, too. Very serious, very cocky, but at the same time, very, very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we got some freak, you know, this Blog TV, I swear, some of these people are just like, America, your doomed is coming. God's covenant endures. God won't hear what you say when you bow down to pray. The beast, the one you worship, Obama, has no mercy. I'm like, okay. Be glad he's undone. Look, the bridegroom comes, and I have no idea what that means. But we sit here and look at the situation going, makes me think. But it's one of those things where how can you you sit there and look at the situation, like we've said before. How do you respond to something like that, or even should you even respond at all? Because it seems to me, when I look at things like this, I look at people going, do you actually really think? And that's the biggest thing that comes to me, because it looks like this stuff is fabricated, like someone had taken it and just thrown it up there real quick just to get a response. I mean, I can't really realistically look at that and go, And people keep saying that we're crazy.
Wow.
You know, guys are going, you think you're a real psychic? And I said, you think I'm really listening to you right now?
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, man, I'm sitting there looking at the situation here. I'm going, you know, I thought Blog Talk Radio have their trolls, which come every once in a while. But someone did say this tonight, too. I heard this. They said it's a full moon. I didn't realize that either. Well, right there is a prime example of what happens on a full moon. And I like to tell people, when it comes to energy and manifestations, the energy that the moon is creating as it's going into full moon and as it comes out is the energy that you use, and it's workable. When a full moon is a full moon, if you're not really understanding what the energy is all about, it can actually work against you and be like a backlash, and also smack you in the head and make you think, what the heck just happened? Or that person just said the weirdest thing to me. Or just, you know, there's all kinds of examples. But basically what it is, it's just the energy is so high that people are just kind of like, whatever comes on the top of their head, they're just winging it out there. But the rest of us who have that kind of energy, who knows what it's all about, it's different, you know. We know what
it's
it
more
is.
Your advantage.
Right, we take it and we direct it. That's the whole thing. People think, I'll just take it in and ooh, now I feel like Superman. And you're like, Superman does not moon people as they drive by. Okay. You know, so it's like, you got that one wrong, but I can see where you're coming from. Not really. And when I say that, it's kind of a jokey thing. I can see where you're coming from because it's all white and now there's two moons. So... we can only handle one full moon at a time, okay? But make you think, right? So what do you got to say to that one, guys, huh? Come on, throw it out there, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Val. You know, I was sitting here saying the concept of this show is to have a round table, right? And the situation of just throwing topics out and that kind of stuff and having all the mics open and talking and chatting and that kind of thing. So if you want to stick around, you seem like you're a very intuitive person yourself, and you throw your opinions out there to everybody who comes on, because we've done this before, where I've seen people I've talked to who said, you know, I was focusing on that person you were doing a reading for, and I was picking some things up myself. Well, this gives you a voice to actually express those. So, you know, you can stick around if you have a couple of questions. But the one thing I was trying to bring up the most here is that a lot of us have been in those positions where somebody keeps coming back in. We don't realize that even if they live off of it or they like that kind of thing, that should tell you that does a guy really like you, or is he just addicted to you, you know?
Well, yeah, we were to the point, we were engaged, and about 2 months before we were supposed to marry, I walked out. So I was definitely in love with him, and at the time I felt he was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But after it, and looking, reflecting back on everything,
mm-hmm.
He didn't really love me. He loved the fact that I had a lot of money because I worked my ass off. And, no, he just liked because I was one of those trophy girlfriends.
Right. So now you have a lot of money but no butt to sit on. That's great. But
yeah, pretty much.
But no, but the situation, but the thing I was saying was, you know, like talents and that kind of stuff. In some sense, the word, if you would have met some, like, you know, if you would have met somebody who was a little more serious about life in general and actually took, because, and you know, it seems like he has a music talent of his own, but it seems like it is more of a good, I don't know, to me it seems like he has a music talent that he actually uses to meet girls, so.
Yeah.
But with the situation at hand, I'm just saying that I feel like you guys crossed paths, but I think you probably could have been a bit further in your career in some of those aspects, too, if you could have gotten him out of your life a little sooner, and I think you realize that too, but I don't think you should beat yourself up over that whole thing, because I think you've worked with it and let it go, but I'm just saying sometimes it does kind of make you frustrated but just mm-hmm. realize you are where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It all happened just the way it did, and I'm just saying, don't open the door. And was there something else? Do you have a fascination with donuts?
No.
So
I don't like donuts.
Okay, well, fascination could be a fascination to or fro. So if you hate donuts and really, just like is passionate about that whole thing, it might make more sense than anything else. But I'm just saying, when I pick up on that, that's what I got, was just donuts came to mean white powdery donuts. Maybe you hate white powdery donuts. So
I used to eat them as a kid and get a like powdered sugar mustache.
There you go.
That's about it.
Maybe you just got mad and got away from the whole thing. I'm just saying, the donuts, I mean, I seen the white powdery donuts. So it was like bugging me. I'm going, do you like donuts? Because it didn't make any sense to me. And I guess maybe it's because I do like donuts, and anybody hating donuts, I just think that's a weird concept. But I do know we're not supposed to eat donuts, because actually I just read this and got some research on it, that actually donuts are actually the worst, with the potato chips, are actually the worst food you can eat because they're deep fried.
Yeah, that's why I hate them. They put fat on my hips. Don't know what.
I'm going to have to get out. I'm going to have to jump out of the
shucks. You're not going to leave us, are you? You're going to leave me hanging.
I have donut talk.
Oh, the donuts. I'm going to have to go get some. No,
oh, really?
I
will be.
That's midnight run, baby.
Midnight
but
run.
Yeah, but have a great night. Donnie, thank you for inviting me on, and I wish you the best in your love, your quest for love. I know you'll find the person. I can feel the person, actually. So don't worry about that too much.
Yeah, the less you worry about it, the greater, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good night, guys.
No, thanks,
you're welcome.
Nicole. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk to you later. We'll be
in
touch.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Val.
Yes.
Gosh, I feel so alone right now. Because I was sitting there, Bree was here, and I don't know. So, like I said before, you're more welcome to stick around, and if you want to give some opinions, or like I said before, it's open mic night, which we just talk about this and the other in between we're doing readings and stuff, so. Excuse me.
I kind of have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, you know, searching for my spiritual path. And I came across, you know, psychic stuff, and I've been working with it, and I've always had that kind of intuitive side of me, and I seem to second guess myself. Like, a letter will pop in my head, and then I'm like, oh, no, that's not right, or kind of, how do you kind of push that away so things stay clear to you?
Oh, it's one of those things of training yourself. Okay, hold on for a minute. I'm trying to find my co-host. No. See, the thing you need to do in the situation is learn not to second-guess yourself and look at the word itself. Second-guess yourself and realize that when we second-guess ourselves, we're guessing that the first one wasn't right, so we're focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you just have to start listening and saying, okay. Like I said, when you train yourself, it's the idea of realizing the first thing that came through, that's guidance. No matter how crazy or kind of what's on, you have to listen to that. Because I did that. I did it a couple of times. I was got myself in situations where it was like, okay, I know if I listen to this and listen to that, and everything falls into place, everything always has. It was just getting back to listening again and realizing. Because I did the same thing tonight. I have a tendency to come on the show. I'll sit there and ask the angels to be here and work with us and that kind of stuff, so everything comes across clearly. And some of the things were kind of like iffy and kind of shaky, and as soon as I sat there and realized what I had just done, that's when I asked for the guidance. And then the messages started coming across clearer. So it was just opening up the channel again. But I've always seen that the very first thing that comes in your mind, that is true guidance. It's always the second thing that comes in that tries to convince us otherwise. Because, you know, when you pick up letters and that kind of stuff, I mean, just pay attention to them. And I always ask my angels for clarity too when I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, take the time, do the thing. I'm trying to figure out. Sometimes with these situations of losing this thing and trying to regroup everything, it's, you know, it takes some time. So we're just trying to sit there and do little things here and there. And go, because I got to go, I mean, it's like switching back and forth and doing this and that and the other. So we're going to try to do something here. Bree, is that you?
Yes. Oops.
Oh, okay. I was like, hold on. I got the wrong phone call. Hit somebody else from Montana. But now there you are. So how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we're still talking to Val, and she was asking a question about how can you, in the spiritual quest, what you need to do is really, is the chakras and the auras, and those things are very important because those are actually the connection between the physical and the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call chakras the spiritual batteries, and cleansing and caring for those things is something that has to be done daily.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit there, you do them in the mornings, you do them at night.
I do them in the morning, yeah.
Okay. Well, you should also do one at night because it also enables sleeping and that kind of thing too. Auras. There was a technique that I started doing where I would focus and what I would do is bow my head, focus on the space behind the heart. I would see a pilot light, a blue pilot light, and I would focus on that. And as I was focused on it, I would say to myself, I am love, I am love, which is basically connecting the two together, which I call it a reconnection or a realignment or reawakening yourself. That's always been there. It was just the idea of being aware of it. But you can also take the same technique as you're focusing, because I guarantee you, if you start focusing on that and say that over and over again, I love, I am love, I am love, you'll start feeling the vibration going up, because it's you reconnecting to your spiritual self, but also balancing the whole thing out. Because when we talk about grounding, it's the idea of grounding both together, physical and the spiritual, because they're both on this plane. So they have to be balanced within each other. So if your ego is constantly saying, you're crazy, you can't do this whole thing, you're not listening to the spiritual part, which needs to come in and say, okay, this is what's really going on, and using the physical more of a motivation to do what you got to do. Because there's a lot of things we know for a fact, the realizations. It's just the ideal of coming to terms with it and then following through with it.
Mm-hmm.
So also you can take the technique, as I was telling you before about the blue pilot light, you can also expand it. Imagine it getting bigger and bigger until it engulfs your whole body. This blue, kind of blue essence can also illuminate your chakras and your aura to show you where the blockages are. But the one thing I see with you is you have a root chakra that is kind of dark brown. I feel like you're very successful, but I'm just saying when it comes to success on some levels, I think you're still looking for avenues of spirituality and spiritual quests.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of stuff to find that part of yourself too as well, which I think you know. It's just more of realization that what you do know, you can embrace it even more. So what you need to do in the situation, what you do is you do your chakra clearings, okay? But so sit there and focus and come back after you get done with your chakras and work on the one chakras that most people don't think about. There's actually chakras above your head.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones in particular here are the ones below your feet, behind your knees, and your root chakra in general. And then working on your heart chakra even more. Because, you know, sometimes those situations might sound crazy to some people, but the idea, if you don't love money, don't be surprised you don't have any. Because you're sitting there saying money's bad. If money's bad, and then why, you know, the energy you're putting out there is basically pushing it away.
You don't want any, yeah.
Right, and also the pursuit. I'll say it one more time. The pursuit of money. See, you are a magnet. And if we sit there and talk about the law of attraction, a lot of people don't realize in the process of doing the mechanics, if you're sitting there thinking about doing something or changing something, instead of realizing what you're doing is just reconfiguring and being who you are and attracting what you were meant to have in the first place, then you're just spinning your wheel. So you need to sit there and take a step back and go, you're doing alignments and you're realizing and focusing and what is it all about? About the emotions. Do you just want that money for the heck of it? Well, if you do, then that's probably why you're having a tough time getting it. And plus, there's all kinds of different ways of tapping into worldly energy when you should be tapping into more spiritual energy, which there is no limitations for.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
I'm not repeating it. But,
no, it makes plenty of sense.
No, I'm just saying with the situation, we do have a tendency to focus when we're focusing on the lack of, because a lot of people sit there and say, I'm focusing on more money. Okay, and in the process of focusing on more money, are you really focusing on a sum of money? Because if you're just focusing on the term more money, if you don't have any,
a penny.
Yeah, right. You're focused. Yeah, because if you're focusing on what you don't have and you want more money and you don't have any money, what's going to happen is the universe is going to give you more of what you got, what you don't have any. So therefore, you get more of that too. So you got to look at the situations and what you're really focusing on. And when we say be crystal clear about what you want, I focus on being blessed. And that's how I put it, being blessed with an $1,800 weekly income. And I specify doing what? Doing angel card readings, palm readings, and everything that goes along with this kind of profession. But then I kind of put a little bit on the bottom so I can be the most, you know, some people think it's crazy when you sit there and say be the most powerful. Because most of the time when you say powerful, they're thinking these crazy people are trying to take over the world.
Dictatorship.
Right. What I'm saying is powerful psychic. A most powerful psychic would be somebody who could just tell you things at the drop of a hat. That's my goal. But also be compassionate, kind, and to treat everybody as an individual, and also try to find information not on the masses, but everything that details to you. And actually to have the strength to sit there and look at you when you go, well, anybody could be who likes jelly sandwiches, but we're not talking about everybody else. We're talking about you. And that's the whole thing. People like to generalize things because they don't want to believe them. And they get that kind of strength to sit there and tell people. I was like, when I got my first shop, it was kind of cool working with angels and stuff because people would come in from day to day and say, how much is it? $25. Well, that's too much. I said, I don't think so, and this is why. And I would go right into telling them why. Now, before that, I used to do a lot of psychic work and that kind of stuff, but sometimes it was kind of hard to come across that quick. So I'm just saying the spirituality part plus doing psychic readings and doing this kind of work, they work hand in hand because we all need the strength to keep going on what we're doing. I mean, I know I do. I'm like doing 5 shows a week at 3 hours a shot. And tonight we just did a 5-hour shot, which tomorrow we're not going to do a 5-hour. Sorry. Slipped on that one too. Yeah, we're going to do 5 hours tomorrow too. But I'm just saying with the situation in hand, don't be surprised what happens, what goes down, that kind of thing. Because there's so many variations when you start looking at spirituality and start working with it and focusing on it, it takes you in different avenues than you did before because you never really considered it. But then you start realizing, even I've seen people in the same career who are doing so many things and utilizing all their gifts that they were amazed that they thought they had to choose one or two, you know. But I've also heard parents tell their kids, you know, pick what you want to do. Go to college, and that's the way you're going to do it. And there's also some people that you want to smack when they sit there and look at people and go, you can either have a career or you can have a relationship, but you can't have both. And I'm sitting there going, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, because every person that crosses your path, even if it's only for 5 minutes, is a relationship. And how you deal with those relationships, depending on what kind of response you're going to get out of it. So in the
I'm
process,
lucky I was not raised like that.
Yeah. Well, some of us wasn't. I was raised by Baptists. Enough said, right? But psychic ability. No, you just need some taking some pills. You'll be okay. That was Elvis. I'm sorry. So this put what do you say? Can we bring some more people on? I know it's kind of crazy.
Sure, yeah.
It's like we hear Bree and her partner in crime. You hear the cat?
I know.
I think it's kind of cool. Okay.
You can have him.
Oh, yeah. I guess after tonight, it's kind of a question on that whole thing, isn't it? You're packing your bags as you speak. So, we'll go ahead and bring somebody else on the line. 386 area code. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Donnie. I'm doing good.
Oh, someone knows my name.
This is Sheena from Florida.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Nothing much. just kind of
chilling out
in at last minute. So.
Oh, okay.
I was just gonna say
hi to Bree and Valerie or Val.
Hi, Bree and Valerie.
Hi.
I can't believe you guys are still up after a 5-hour show.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's 1:30 where I am. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's 1:30 here. It's 1:34.
Oh, okay.
So I will say this. I am seeing double.
What you guys are doing is a good thing, though.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. I just wanted to ask about my finances and love life. That's what's most important to me right now, and I'm ready for it to get moving on the ball. I sort of put myself out there and advertised as far as my finances goes with my whole career thing. Well, what I choose and do for work, and that's I'm a caregiver, and I advertise this week. And so I'm hoping to get some private clients that I can take care of at home, and I just want to see how is that gonna, you know, is that gonna work out for me?
Mm-hmm. What are you advertising for?
Home care. I'm basically just letting elderly patients know that it's a lot less expensive to be cared for at home than in a nursing home, because a lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically letting, you know, the elderly or family members who have loved ones that are in nursing homes or just kind of at home by themselves and don't have anyone to, you know, take after them,
mm-hmm,
and help out with some of the things that they need done. So,
yeah, there's some people down there, too, I tell you.
Yes, in Florida, it's like the retiree state. So
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of elderly people that's kind of just left out there to fend for themselves, and their kids are in another state, and they're worried about, you know, their parents not being able to, you know, do the simple things like grocery shopping or
mm-hmm.
Doctor's appointments, housekeeping, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might want to do this. You also might want to expand on your advertising, too, because since we have people who all have a tendency to retire and go to Florida from time to time, that kind of stuff, we also have children out there that are actually helping their children. Sometimes that's what it seems like, but I'm just saying they have a tendency to help their parents get to Florida, and they're looking for people to care for it. So you might actually want to expand to other states, too, as well, like Ohio. There's a lot of people in Ohio that are going to Florida. New York. New York's a big one. A lot of people from New York are going to Florida. And I'm just saying, you know, you might tap on the... I'm just saying, that's what came to me real quick. Let's put that on there and say, you know, expand, because you're thinking about Florida, but there's people coming from everywhere to Florida that you might actually be able to catch. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's a good idea. I didn't mean to cut you off. That's really a good idea. I don't know how much more to expand my advertisement than Craigslist, but...
touch on some of these states. I mean, there's a place up here called The Advertiser that's like you can, like, $20 a week. And there's other places. I'm just saying, you know, there was actually a place down there. Well, did you also do the Penny Saver down there?
No, because I just couldn't seem to get that extra money to advertise every week. And mm-hmm. it's a new one that comes out every Wednesday or Thursday, so it's like $20 to $30 a week to advertise. So I just thought, you know, while I am, you know, able to, I'll just
mm-hmm.
advertise Craigslist because it's free. So,
right. I'm just saying, expand on the whole thing, because I mean, you got like, I was noticing on the internet too. There was some other things that were kind of freaky. Have you ever started? Have you ever thought about doing a website? Do you do it? Have you? Do you have a website?
Not besides like, you know, this MySpace and you know, something like that. But I don't have a website.
Well, what I was going to suggest was I actually right now, if you've ever been to my website, you'll notice that there's a thing on the bottom that says Yola. Yola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yola, Y-O-L-A, and they actually have a site that I go to that I got my website through, and I haven't paid a dime for my website. So if you go look at mine, and you see what you can do for free, and go to Yola, I think it's Yola site, or Yola, maybe it is Yola site. Anyway, you go there, and you could actually go on there, it's just going to kind of like walk your way through there. I mean, really, my website is just basically putting all the time and stuff in it, and coming up with ideas and putting them on there. And downloading pictures from other sites and that kind of stuff. That's how I did it. But
how do you get traffic to your website?
Well, they give you some traffic, but what you do is you take your website and you put it on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. If you want to, tell me about it, and I'll put it on my site too as well.
Okay.
So just and then sometimes with situations you can't actually do a Blog Talk Radio show for free. For 30 minutes a week if you wanted to or something like that, but it doesn't cost you anything. You just go to the website, blogtalkradio.com. That's how I started. It was just a free thing for 30 minutes. It only lasted for, a week. And I decided to expand out because what you can do with Blog Talk Radio, too, and these other things, they have specials all the time. And then Blog Talk Radio has one where you can actually do a premium show for a month, and you get it chatted out for free. Yola site, they do have a thing where you can pay $94. And a year. It's $94 a year to actually have them help you and redesign your site and stuff like that. Plus, they can also get you initial traffic and that kind of stuff. And then I was going to Google and Yahoo and MSN. You can actually put your website on there for free. And you can actually they also, there's things, too, that they call them affiliates, what it is, and revenue sharing, like on Blog Talk Radio, where you can actually put their site on your webpage and they send you money. It takes a while to get going, but on mine with Blog Talk Radio, I've been on their revenue sharing program for like the last 4 months. And the first payment I got was $20. So you know, $20, you know, it starts adding up after a while. Especially if you have like four or five sites. I never realized these things were out there either, and I started going to each one of these things and checking them out. And and you can actually take Blog, and all you have to do with Blog Talk Radio is to be a part of this revenue sharing thing. It's just take their little I call them little jukeboxes, and just put them on sites out there. And you can actually work your way through. And when you come across people like me, you can link up with me, and then we'll link up with other people. That's how you get traffic going on. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just the ideal connections with people. And I have a page that I do that with anyway. So let me know. Start off with the Yola site. But seriously, Yola site. I was kind of freaked out too because I went to what was the other one? Avista, they have the thing where you can get it for a month for free, and it's probably like $4 and something a month. After you get all the things with traffic and that kind of stuff, you're talking about $50 or $70 a week. I mean, a month, I'm sorry. But with the Yola site, even if you decided to get something, it's only $94 a year. So I'm just saying, with that, just start cruising through the internet. I mean, there were some things I never knew about either. But you can get your website, and I put mine on Yahoo, MSN, and actually, as soon as you print that website of yours on Yola site, it's out there for the public to see. It's just sometimes you got to find the right kind of tag words to put on it so you can draw traffic to you. That's the key right there. It's not the idea of whose site you're really on. It's the idea of what kind of keywords you got. So what you're trying to do is come up with different ways with yourself. And sometimes it's a good idea to use yourself as a tag, too, because there's nobody out there like you. And if there is, I don't think they're doing the same kind of work you're doing. That's what I'm saying. So that's an easy way to get traffic to you, too, as well.
Yeah, there's only a couple of other people that in the local penny saver that's advertising for that. And I just happened to call and talk to this one lady, and she was just so, like, discouraged about, you know, and I saw a lot of myself in her, and I'm like, geez, I got to get out of that state. You know, you never see yourself until you talk to someone else that's in your position, and then you think, oh, my God, you know, poor lady, but poor me, I got to get myself out of that, you know, just groggy state where, you know, it was her state of mind where she thought that it could get no better, and, you know, I was thinking that way. And I had to change my perspective on the whole thing and just stay encouraged and know that, you know, I could turn this into a business and this is going to grow for me. And I just live in the now, but I live as if, okay, I'm already making, I know I have an idea of how much money I want to make a month, and I just keep that in mind, and I imagine, okay, I'm going to be, how it's going to feel for me to just have this cash flow coming in, because right now it's like nothing, you know, not really any cash flow, but just saying to myself, it will be there. All of my needs are met, and this is important to me because I have, you know, children to love, a child to look after, so.
No, I'm just saying with the situation. I understand what you're saying.
And that is great advice, and I would definitely check out the YOLA website. And it will take me a little bit of patience to design the page, but I know that I could do it. Like, if I put my mind into it, I know that I'll create a nice and, you know, flowing page where I'll get traffic and just.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing about the whole thing, because I mean, I've done a lot of work on my website, but I'm just saying with the situation of opening your mind up to things like that, because I mean, I had some friends of mine who actually went over my website and gave me some suggestions, and actually had a lot to do with some of the wording and stuff on it, actually a lot of it, which I thought was really good and stuff like that, so we utilized it. And then my website basically, really, to tell you the truth, is it's been a progression over since January. And I actually went to, I was sitting there trying to figure out how to be in a position to take donations and that kind of stuff. And that's how I found YOLA's site. I was actually on somebody else's, because I realized you can't take a donation thing from PayPal and actually put it on Block Talk Radio. So I was trying to figure out how they did it. In the process of trying to figure out how they did it, that's where I ran across the idea of, ran across YOLA's site.
So with all that, like with my advertisement and everything, do you see me to starting to work, and when do you see that this will, you know, what are the angels saying?
I don't know. I get the impression that I feel like that you're going to be getting a hold of at least a couple of clients before we get into the summer months.
Okay, it's May now.
Yeah, it's not that long. But,
April.
Sometimes with situations, people could freak out and go, okay, that's a long time. When actually, I'm just saying, I feel like you'll be working before summertime, but that doesn't mean you'll actually be working. I'm just saying, to me, the idea of working is everything working in coordination to what you're trying to do, which I see a couple. I keep seeing two clients.
Wow, that would be perfect for me. You know what? I see what makes me nervous about Craigslist, and I'm just going to keep it real. There's a lot of just weirdos out there, and they're always on Craigslist listing, and they're always putting ads on Craigslist. And within hours of me posting my ad, this guy called me. He's 54 years old, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know, I'm looking to hire someone to be a secretary for me at my home, and I'm getting a divorce, and I just need someone here. I'm lonely. So the conversation just, I could tell where it was going.
Right.
And he was basically, you know, just saying he's going to get a divorce, and he called me private, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked him, you know, do you have a number I can reach you? I can't give out my number because my ex-wife is jealous. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, this is crazy. And he just went to asking me, you know, how I look, how tall was I, and, you know, did I, you know, and I'm like, this is justice. I hope I don't get calls like this on a daily basis. So basically,
no.
I had to explain to him, you know, I'm a, you know, licensed professional, and I think I don't want you to get, you know, what I'm advertising for mistaken. I mean, I'm quite sure there's plenty of women out there that would love to date you, and, you know, because you're a lonely 54-year-old divorcee. But I'm not the one, you know. So.
Right. No, I'm just saying with the situation, again, you know, just go. Because we, I mean, it's one of those things when you do things and you start advertising to the public and that kind of stuff, you know, there's sometimes those things do happen, but like I said, you just sit there and, like you said, you just learn to catch those things so you don't get so into them and then kind of like let it go. Because we've had some people on this show, geez, and then, I just tried blocktv.com, and I've had people on there. I mean, sheesh. Sometimes it makes me wonder about this younger crowd. I swear, some of these people are coming on there going, you know, what do you think you're doing? I'm like, okay, I could ask the same thing. What do you think you're doing? Because I've actually was watching Block TV, and it was funny to watch some of these people on there. The girl's sitting there going, I don't know what to do. What should I do? And she's like talking. I'm like, you're kidding. I have a really structured show. I have 3 or 4, maybe 6 people listening, and then she has 500 people watching her. And I was thinking that maybe some of these people have got some things going on with their friends and that kind of stuff. But it seemed like a good format. It was kind of funny. I was actually in the category of spirituality. And still, I got some guy bashing me. We don't bash anybody. We look at people and going, you believe in God and angels and you want to go to church and that kind of stuff? Hey, more power to you. It's what you believe in. It's your perceptions. I don't think we should be even arguing about that. I'm just going to tell everybody who's in the queue right now. We're going to get to you. We're actually running down about 8 minutes remaining on the show. But we'll get to each and we'll get, as long as you stay on the queue, we'll get to each and every one of you. That got arrived. Okay. It did, did rhyme.
I also wanted to know if anyone had any input about my love life. It's just, there is so, it's like I'm at a round table and there's just men there. And I'm kind of, you know.
No, it's kind of funny how you put that, because this is actually round table midnight. So she's,
I know,
at
right?
The round table.
So, my thing is, I'm not really trying to focus right now on a long, you know, like a marriage relation, like a relationship that is, I want a committed relationship, but I'm not trying to find a husband right now. So I want, you know, some, that special person that I can connect with. And so if you can kind of, you know, feel the energy around that and see if you can pick up any guys and which one would be the the best one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We don't see any guys for you, but come in, check in next week. It might be different. But, no, you know, the situation I get here, they keep saying quit trying and quit chasing. And I don't mean that in the sense of chasing. It's just the way you put that, you're looking. And they say stop looking. What you're looking for is somebody patient enough to get with you now that you might be considered marrying later on.
Why?
Okay, so honestly, with the situation I keep picking up, I would say around June. But right, you know, what you're saying too, it's very chaotic. And so in the process of going through some things that you're going through, it's the idea of being crystal clear about what you want. Because sometimes we have a tendency to focus. And I'll give you an example. I'm not trying to be gruesome or nothing, but I had a client of mine who was trying to figure out between two guys what she wanted to do. And I tell people, watch what you say, because it might actually manifest in reality. And she said the simple words was, I wish it was easier to make a decision. If you could just help me make it easier, it'd be great. Well, her husband died. And
oh, my God.
She freaked out. She kind of freaked out. She came to me and she's like, well, you would have seen this. You would have told me, right? And I said, yes, I would have. But I said, Lisa, you're going to have to, and that's all you're going to get out of me, you're going to have to sit there and look at the situation and remember what you said. I wasn't there when I heard it. I just can see those words as you saying, I wish it was easy. Well, now you're single. So, and I said, I also got a message from your husband. I'm just saying, I got a message from her husband who had passed on. He was sitting on a rock, and he told her flat out, I know who you love, so don't make So what happened between me and you, don't make it more than what it was, and move on. It's almost like he stepped out of the situation because he realized where her heart really was, so therefore he moved on. But in the situation of moving on, in the process of manifesting these situations, we don't really see them happening. We always end up living them. And that's what they were saying about letting things go and let them fall into place like they're supposed to. See, and the reason I'm talking about this particular friend of mine was because sometimes when we're sitting here saying, I'd like to find, is still putting in the category of still looking for it. When actually you should be saying right now, it'd be great to have someone to share my life with, even as chaotic it is, so I could actually find someone who's real. Because it's easy to find someone when things are going great in our lives. But
I think that's it. I'm kind of at that point. I just want to find somebody who's real. I'm tired of trying. Like, I have someone that I have been kind of just like trying, you know, and I have been in a sense chasing him, like wanting for him to communicate with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped trying. And once I did, it was like he started communicating with me. And it's like, and, you know, I'm just like, you know, nobody, I don't have time right now, you know, because I felt like, you know, being put on the back burner, that doesn't feel nice. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're wanting to connect with me again. And, you know, even though I may not be doing crap, we might be at home. And, you know, I'm just going to tell him I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's, you know, communicating more. So I understand the letting go part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to just let this situation go for real.
Well, I'm saying with her situation too, you know, the process of making something out of, making more out of something, and the situation like that, dwelling on or hurt or whatever it is, that kind of emotions that you're putting into the whole thing, I've seen situations where it made it hard for the person who had passed away to move on because that there was still that emotional attachment and connection. And it's, you know, I've always sat there and said, we know we love people, and I don't think we're ever going to stop loving everybody who's ever crossed our paths. It's because that kind of falls in the situation where it says unconditional love. You know, unconditional, or that just that love that we just put out to everybody. We unconditionally love everybody. So to actually look at situations and say, okay, I've heard this so many times where people go, why am I still in love with that man? Because it's who you are. Just because he doesn't feel the same way or he doesn't treat you with respect or something like that doesn't mean you're not true to who you are. So that's what I'm saying with the situation. It's just the idea you are that kind of person, so therefore you shouldn't have to try so hard to have what you want because it's just simply sitting still, being still, and being that magnet to, you know, you've always attracted everything else anyway. Just let it, I guess the card I would say would be surrender and release and work with your guardian angels and look at them as being there with you all the time, what they are. You look at your life and just say, you know, prosperity is my birthright. And it's right in my sight.
Right.
So why am I so uptight? So.
Right. Well, with that being said, thank you so much. And I know the other callers are waiting, so I want to be considerate and let you get to them. But I will certainly, you know, give you an update and get back with you when I decide to check the website out and, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Go to my website, check it out, and see what you see, because you can do the same thing that I did. If you want to ask me any questions, you can call me on my
private.
What's
your website?
It's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com.
Okay.
And if you have any problems or you want to have any questions, you can actually go to the contact page and send me a message. Or you can call me on my phone number, which is 740-601-1057. And I'll be glad to give you some pointers on exactly what to do and that kind of stuff. Because I had to feel my way through that whole thing, too. But I have no problem passing it on because I did learn a lot of things about doing it myself. So.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, definitely give us a call back on the show. Give us an update.
I certainly will. Thank you so much for the advice. It's always good, always.
Okay, no problem. You're welcome.
Have a
Thank
good
you.
Night.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye bye now.
Bye.
Let's see. Did I lose Bree again?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, I was like, I'm looking at phone numbers. I think we lost like a couple phone numbers right there. I was wondering.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm on my cell phone, so.
It's a Nicole.
I don't lose you.
You won't.
Huh?
You won't. I was checking to see if Nicole was still there because her number's still there. Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, because I was like, your number's there and you got your hand up and everything. I was like.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was on because I knew you were talking with the other one, so I was just testing. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm here.
Okay, I was going to bring somebody else on the line real quick. And area code 336, how you doing tonight?
Hello.
How are you? We got Bree here, co-host. And
hey,
you got Nicole.
Bree.
And Nicole's here too.
Hi. Hey, Nicole.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm wondering what you guys can see, like, between this person, like this guy and me. So I need to
What's your name?
My name is Rohaina.
And the guy you're talking about, what's his name?
Gregory.
Gregory?
Yeah.
It's always a Gregory, isn't it?
What?
My brother's name's Gregory, and he's a trip. And the situation with this guy you're talking about seems to be, he seems to have his ups and downs.
He seems to have what?
He seems to have his up. He seems to have his ups and downs.
Yeah.
He seems emotional.
Okay.
I get the impression he has a hot temper.
Yes.
So, with the situation with him, is he your boyfriend, or is it something you really want with him?
He's my ex-boyfriend, and I have been trying to forget him like for four years. And he keeps coming back, and like, you know, like the moment I thought I forgot him, like he comes back.
Oh.
And, you know, annoying.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was sitting there going over the whole thing going, okay, which one is he? Because he comes off as both. So,
He
comes off as both. That's what I was asking, you know, because he came up as boyfriend and he came up as an ex. So it's like something that's playing back and forth and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like it's, how would you put this?
You know, Donnie, what I'm feeling is I was talking to her, as you were talking, actually before you even asked the question about him, as you begin to talk about the relationship, I actually started to get the sensation of getting a headache. And then my hands immediately go to the area right between my eyes. And my spirit guide tells me to tell you, what is it about the relationship that you're refusing to see? Because literally as I'm talking to you, like I don't want to open my eyes. I just want to keep them closed. And they're saying that there's some things about this relationship that you're refusing to see. Even when you guys were together, you kind of ignored it and you blinded yourself to it. They're also saying the reason he's coming back up in your life is because it's a couple of different reasons. The first reason is because you asked him to. Not as in you called him on the phone and asked him, but literally your soul asked him to come back. The second thing is that he shows back up almost as a test to see if you've moved forward. And oftentimes when you clear things out, they come back up again, you know, just to see if you really move past it. They try to come back up again. And I sense that that's what's happening with him. I feel like with this relationship, obviously it's over, but it is actually an opportunity to look at the relationship and see it for what it was and look at what you're refusing to see. Because the entire time I'm talking to you right now, my eyes are completely closed. And I want to open them, but they're closed. And I get the sensation that that's what you were doing throughout the relationship. You were walking through it closed and not being honest about what was really going on. I agree with Donnie as well, because I feel a lot of anger, you know, surrounding him, a lot of anger and a lot of really, like it's this hard, aggressive, like fast-moving energy. And you have to ask yourself, also with the relationship itself, they're saying if you write it down on paper, you'll be able to see the truth. It's almost like you ask yourself, what is it that you really desire out of a relationship? Like, if you could pick three things, you know, what would your ideal partner have? And then you compare that with the relationship you had with him. And when you look at it on paper, you're going to see he doesn't have any of those qualities, not one. Doesn't even match up. So it's really an opportunity for you to sort of say, okay, you're coming back into my life to show me that this is an opportunity for me to move forward. You are what I'm leaving behind. And if I'm really serious about it, I can leave you behind this time. It's almost like you think of it like a test. It's like when you go on a diet and then you go over to a friend's house and they have chocolate cake.
Okay.
Good.
It's like that, essentially, energetically, that's what's going on.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just saying now I want to go to the store.
You want chocolate cake?
Yeah, what chocolate cake. You know, but you got to watch out situations like this, too, because they can make you crazy. Because today, I was thinking I was cutting up, I'm getting a new PayPal card, because I had some, it was kind of cool, too, because I had someone take $47 on my account, and I went in and told Paige, PayPal about it, and it was kind of cool that they didn't tell me at the time, but I actually got my money back. So, all I had to do was cancel out the card I had, and they were going to send me another one so those people can't charge my account anymore. Well, in the process of doing that, I cut the wrong card up. And so now I'm sitting here going, what was going on? And it was just, you know, you kind of get caught up in the whole thing and certain things are going back and forth. And all I could think about, and I'm not not trying to be mean to somebody, but there was a certain person that popped up online that I just basically broke it off with, and I'm sitting there snipping this card up and going, why do I feel funny about this? So I turned the card over, and I was actually cutting up my Netspend card instead of cutting up my PayPal card. So I was like, man, what the? Oh, shoot. Now I'm thinking to myself going, I definitely need to clear this energy out and focus and just shuffle that all down the road and start focusing on these situations and hoping that my new PayPal card comes before Tuesday, which is my actually – I have things that are due, and I usually use both those cards for those payments. So I was kind of freaked out for a minute. But see, the situation with you and this guy and stuff like that, sometimes those are kind of signs for you to let go of certain people completely because of what's coming or what's already there, so that those things can actually be more than what they are. Or just the idea of clearing the clutter and clearing a space so you can actually, so everything can actually mature and grow like it's supposed to. Because I just feel like there's somebody going, I mean, the thing that comes to me is almost like Tigger. There's somebody bouncing in. I don't know if you know who Tigger is, but.
I feel like he's bouncing back and forth, and then I'm, you know, like I'm, I don't know, like I'm doing the same thing.
Well,
yeah, that's what it is. It's like he showed up again because you asked for him. Like you, honestly, you sent him your thoughts. You think about him a lot, and that's actually why he shows back up, because you asked for him.
Okay.
And that's why you show back up, if he asked for you. So now it's an opportunity, if you really, really, I think, and I agree with Donnie, I think that you do need to be able to cut the ties, but I think the only way you're really going to be able to do that is if you can see it in black and white for yourself. Like,
write
if you
it down.
Right now, what was so great about the relationship? Like, what was great about the relationship? What was great about it?
What was great about it? I think it was, like, my real relationship. Like, I'm so used to having, like, a long-term relationship because I'm always, like, focused with my school and work. And then he came in, and he was, like, you know, everything seems to work out, like, the first time, like, at the first few months, and like the first year we actually move in together and stuff like that, and then it started to like go downhill from there.
So what happened was you were happy because you had someone there, you had company, you had somebody to lean on. So
yeah.
What it sounds like more is that you had that companionship.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as you're talking about the relationship and you're talking about moving in together, then I don't know if, like, physically he got physical with you, but what I am seeing immediately after you talk about that is I start to see things being done in fits of anger, like things being thrown and other things that happened as well, like almost immediately after you guys got together, actually. Is that true? Is that what happened? Because I'm just feeling like a lot of anger, a lot of, like, stuff being, dishes being thrown. Okay.
He was, like, really possessive, and I started losing my friends one by one. And even my parents, like, he drove them away.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. And it got really ugly.
So, like, if you were to say, I'm sorry, go on ahead.
I think that's, like, yeah, that's what happened. It got really ugly, and I don't know. I don't know how it went from, like, something, like, you know, like, something, like, so perfect, and then it went, like, really ugly really fast.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead, Donnie.
Go ahead.
No, you.
That was a long, well. No, I was just saying with the situation, I feel like what happened here was this person was playing, he had a mask on, and when he got into the situation and feeling like he was comfortable when you guys were living together, I feel like he was showing his true colors of who he really is, and I think when you guys met each other and things were coming together, he was very nice to you. So you're thinking, you know, what happened? He changed, and I just don't think that he changed. I just think he revealed his true colors. And so in some sense, the word, he was very comfortable with you to do that. But at the same time, it just kind of brought up this point of you reflected back to him of a lot of things that he'd always wanted to do with his own life. I keep getting the schooling part was part of that. That you're doing some things with your life that he wished he would have done. And even if he isn't, that's what I got. That's what I'm saying with the situation. That's why I feel like you need to cut it loose, because I just feel like there's a lot of things about the situation, about things he was hiding from you and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like that's the one thing you need to do is just cut it loose and realize that we make mistakes, but this other reason beat us up. And when I saw Tigger bouncing around, you're right. He bounces around and you bounce around, but it's almost like you're trying to get past each other to actually get back to your lives.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like he's doing the same. He's trying to forget me, right? Like, he's saying the same thing. He said, I have been trying to forget you, but I can't. Like, I'm, like, you know, like, everything that I'm thinking about, like, he seems to be thinking about, too, and we just, I end up beating myself up about it, and then he does the same thing, like, to himself.
And well, sometimes in situations, compatibility can actually work against you, being that too much alike, to the point where it's like, if you took two pieces of the same car and put them together, you'd still have two rear ends. You know, so it never goes anywhere.
Yeah.
It just stays right where it's at. So I'm just saying, you know, just look at the situation. I understand he does the same things you do. You do the same thing he does. That's true. But see, one thing you're not learning here in this situation is you're not learning from the reflection. You're just realizing it exists. When you can actually take it to the next step and look at the situation, what are you learning about each other? I feel like there's some things he feels guilty, but he also feels like some of the things that you've accomplished with your life, I just feel like he has that wanting in his, he wishes he would have done that. But I feel like in the same sense, the tug, when you guys are living together, he resents that and he takes it out on you.
Right. And the other I feel that what you really fell in love with was not him. The beginning stage.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Exactly. The beginning stage is like what Donnie was saying. That was really him putting on an act. And he was able to put on a pretty good act for a little while. I also want to ask you, and if you don't want to answer, it's fine, but there was something connected to criminal activity with him? Was that correct? Is that correct?
Criminal activity? No.
No? Okay. Maybe I'm off about that then. I just want to say, though, you know, with the relationship, I think he was, for those first, I'm getting, was it like, was there like 3 months things were really good, and then after that, it just kind of got...
Yeah, like about 3-5 months. I don't know.
He was,
yeah,
he was pretty good at being able to mask it. But even in those times, though, he was pretty good at being able to mask it. I think what you fell in love with was what he showed you in the beginning stages. But as you guys settled into life together, those episodes and things, that's actually, like Donnie was saying, I agree, that was closer to who he is most of the time. It's not to say that he doesn't have that nice, that sweet side of him, but the truth, what's closer to the truth is that the anger and all of that stuff, that's what he carries with himself most of the time. And so I think that's something to keep in mind. I would say, though, if you could just for a moment just kind of play a game with me, the top three things that you require in a partner, what must this person have in order to be a life partner for you? Just name them out immediately what comes to your head.
Reliable. And
okay.
Like someone smart, like someone I can learn something every day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like ambitious, like someone like, you know, who wants something and would do things to get it, you know. Not
contented
where he is.
Right. Okay, compare that with the relationship that you had with him after it started to get really bad. And I think you're going to see that he can't check off any of those.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, I mean, I can't really talk to him about things that I want to learn, things that I like. Right? Like, I can't, you know, like, write stuff and then share it to him when he doesn't, like, do any of those things, too.
Exactly. I have to say, I want to tell you, a couple years ago, I was in a really abusive relationship, and some of what you were saying reminded me of the relationship that I was in, actually. I got involved with someone who, on the surface, you know, initially showed himself as a nice guy, you know, all of these sort of things, but once we moved in together, his true colors came out. And during that time, we were together for about a year and a half. But during that period, a lot of the stuff that you mentioned that happened for you, that's actually what happened with me. And I was kind of so deep in it at the time that I couldn't really see that the relationship really wasn't giving me anything that I needed. And so even when it was time, it was clear that we were supposed to break up and go our separate ways, I kept following him or he kept following me or we kept getting back together or something like that. And just recently, we had broken up. We'd been broken up for about a year. Just recently, he called me wanting to get back together. And this time, you know, obviously I said no. But every other time after that, I had gone back. And I kind of feel like that's actually what's happening with you. This is kind of... these opportunities are being presented so that you can really sever the tie. But I think that part of the reason why you haven't severed it yet is because I don't think you've necessarily come to terms yet with the full extent of the relationship and the abuse that took place. I'm hearing that it was more verbal than mental on your end as it relates to this person, but I think with time, and I'm feeling it's going to take a couple of years, but with time, you know that already in a lot of ways, but it's going to be revealed to you more and more vividly over the next couple of years or since. And I am being told that there's going to come a point where you're going to need to express your anger because I feel that you are going to sort of realize what he was trying to do. And when you realize that and you come to that realization, that's really going to hurt, that's really going to anger you and frustrate you. But what my guides are saying is it's good to get that out. They are saying... you really just need to give yourself time, but if you can distance yourself and not be in contact with him, even though you think about him a lot, limiting the contact is basically the first step to severing those ties. There's a lot more, but I feel like right now, if you could, I think maybe getting a journal and just writing your thoughts down about the relationship, I think that's the first step for closure for you. And I think that's going to take a while. I'm hearing about 6 months of you really going through this in your mind and then getting it down on the paper and expressing it. So it feels like it is going to take a while to kind of move, you know, like move past it. And I do feel he will try to come back again. I don't think it's in your best interest, though, to even be friends with them. I wouldn't be in contact with them.
Yeah, sometimes I get so mad at myself because, like, he keeps sending me, like, messages and stuff, and I keep saying no, but then, like, if I really meant no, then I'm just not going to respond, and I'm just not going to block, and I'm just going to block him, so I make sure I don't, you know, receive any of that, but then I say no, but then I still wait for his messages, you know?
Right. Well, and I think it'll come with time. Like, you'll have to do it in the time that feels right for you, but what I'm saying is long term, one thing that I ended up having to do is I had to erase any form of contact I could possibly have with this person, from phone numbers to email, anything. I had to erase and delete everything and get rid of it. And the only reason that this person happened to be able to get in contact with me again is, I guess, they kept my contact information, but I got rid of theirs, and I just put it out of my memory, like, what it was. It took time, though. I mean, I think we were off and on for not to say this is going to be the same thing for you, but I'm just trying to explain because I kind of know what you're going through. We were off and on for a while after we broke up, and then finally, you know, a decision had to be made. But, I mean, I feel like you're going to work through it. It's just going to take you some time, and I feel like in a lot of ways this is the first person you're able to allow yourself to feel a really strong feeling for. So I think that's part of it, too, that the feelings you felt were very strong, you know. I sense that that's a lot of it, too.
Yeah, he's the only person I've been with, and he's the only person I move in with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, he's not my first boyfriend, but...
Right, but to that extent, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the situation we're talking about, is there anything else you'd like to ask?
I think I'm all right.
Okay.
That's all, like, right now, because I'm just feeling so sad about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, just, you know, like I said before, the ideal I keep getting is clutter, you know, clear out the clutter in favor of what's coming. And I feel like there's somebody coming in. I keep getting June.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, timing always depends on what you got still blocking.
Okay.
So I always warn people, when you have situations like you got and you have a tendency to let somebody in, the ideals and stuff that we see have a tendency to get pushed back. Or you might have to deal with them both at the same time. So that's what we're saying. The ideal clearing clutter is very important for the sanity and also the happiness of the two people involved, because we look at the situation of unconditionally loving somebody. You ever going to stop loving this man? I don't think you ever stop loving anybody. It's just to realize that it doesn't work and that you're destined for somebody else, so therefore it means he is too. So you just let it go. Even if he can't sit and get it through his head, he needs to really work on some things himself before he can actually get to that point. But the idea of also being stuck in the situation too, wanting something back, and I think sometimes we have to ask ourselves, why does he want it back? I mean, when I look at the situation, I keep seeing a guy who wants this whole situation back so he can do it again. Not the same way he did it last time, but I think it's what will happen.
Yeah, I don't think he's changed much. I do think he's remorseful about what he did, but I don't think he's at the point where he is ready to make a change, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like I said before, if you let it go, I just feel like someone's coming in June, July. Or the end of June, July. But, you know, open up the possibilities of something else that could happen to be almost like what you really want. And just focus on that. It's like I always tell people, clear the clutter. Don't think about anything else. But focus on the kind of relationship that you want, you know, the details and that kind of stuff. And then just let it play itself out and falls into place. And if he doesn't come back, I think it'd be a really good sign that he's not the one. But the universe has a really good way of pointing these things out to us. We just have to pay attention to the signs and proceed accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny because, like, sometime, like, before I ask for a sign if he's really the one, and I think the universe just keeps giving me reasons, like you know, reasons after another, like, that he's not the one, and I just, you know, don't want to listen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, don't it?
Sometimes we just want what we want, and that's, I mean, I think that's, you know, I just think with time, like, I agree with, I don't know about the new person coming in. Intuitively, I'm just not getting anything about it. But I'm going to go with Donnie on that because I feel like he is correct. But I would agree with, when it comes to this new person, you know, I do agree with what Donnie's saying. You have to kind of let the other guy go away with it. And I think the first way that you can do that is actually to start, like I said, journaling about the relationship and just getting out all the things you wanted to say to him but never got to say, but just the relationship itself. Because I feel like you need to paper for yourself. Like, you need to be able to read back what happened and what you felt. And I'm even feeling like if you, my spirit guide is even saying if you give it just 6 months and you go back and look at what you wrote, it'll be hard for you to believe that you were in that. And you'll be like, wow, she said just 6 months. If she just gives it just 6 months, she'll see. So I just give yourself time with it. Give yourself time, write it down, get the stuff out, you know, write it down. And but I also feel when it comes to relationships, I am being told what they're showing me is a guy who is very charming, and they're saying be more mindful of what people do, not what they say. Watch the actions, not what they say, because that's how it started the first time. She also says that sometimes you get thoughts about people, like, and it's a really small thought. It might be I'll give you an example. Like, if you started working with someone and you had a feeling that this person was dishonest, you might get a thought that they don't tell the truth. That's it. Nothing else. She says you get thoughts like that. You got a thought like that about this person you were in a relationship with, but you discredited it because it was so small. It was little. There was something that he did that was just very odd, and I don't know what it was, like, for some reason, but she keeps taking me to his face. I don't know if it's like an expression or a look, but it was something very small that you noticed, and it was, for a moment, it was like, oh, that's odd, and then you disregarded it and went on with what you were doing. They say look for those little things like that, just those little thoughts, the little impressions, that's your intuition kicking in. And it's really subtle. Your intuition for you, it's not a big screaming, get out the way. It's very, very small and simple and subtle. But if you listen to it, you may never know why, but you don't need to know why. Just know that it helps you out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like in the movie John Hancock, you know, move out of the way, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what he did, but they're showing me something with his eyes. It was something strange. It was a facial expression or a turn of the head. It was something that he did that just was very unusual, and you noticed it, but then you just disregarded it.
I don't know. Probably, I don't know. Like, I think, like, when we were happy, like, he said, I don't know if that's the one, like, he said something, like, he just, like, yelled at me to shut up, like, while we were at the car.
Yeah.
While he was driving, and, like, I think he was asking me to go to a concert with him, and my parents didn't want me to because it's late, you know, it's late at night, and they didn't really want me to be out that late. And then, I don't know, like, what happened, like, how did I get out of our house and, like, went to a concert with him. But then somewhere, like, during our arguments, he just, during, like, the time, like, where he was convincing me to go out with him, he just told me to shut up. Like, he screamed really loud. And then before I even noticed it, like, before I even reacted to it, he said, I'm sorry, right away.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's things like that, like, you notice it, and you're like, wow. And then you disregard and say, oh, well, he maybe had a bad day, he didn't mean it. they're saying the next watch for things like that, because it's just those are those. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, things like that.
That was it. Like, he just said, "I'm sorry," right away, and then he told me, like, "Don't be scared of me." That's it.
Why would you be scared of him?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking that time. Like, why would I be scared or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
But then I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just one of those things, you know, notice this, the kind of stuff, but those things help you, and later when you come across people like that, when you start taking notice. And plus with the situation with this guy, too, you know, those things still exist. They're still there and that kind of stuff. He's just, right, you know, it's one of those things. He has a tendency when he wants something, he can really do what it takes to get that. He's kind of baffled right now that why you haven't gotten back with him full time. So you can see that he's not really thinking. He's trying to, it's almost like he's hoping you forget what he did. Which will also help him where he doesn't think about it either, which I just feel like it'll come up anyway.
Yeah.
Either way it looks, there's somebody else coming in for you. It might be June, it might be 6 months from now, but it's the ideal. I do believe in these situations there's choices of things that come along and how they fall into place. So, no, seriously. I knew a lady who was a nun, and she was doing work, and she was doing healing work and that kind of stuff, and she said that she felt moved that she had to go do things for Jesus, and she went off to heal and do her little thing, and her mother got sick, and her mother was really sick. I mean, she was like on her deathbed, and it was just one of those things. She made a promise to do certain things in her healing profession, so she was, it's almost like, her guidance came to her and said, "You need to follow through with this work." And they're going, "Well, I need to go home with my mom." No, everything will work itself out. You just need to go and do what you got to do, like you said you were going to do, and you'll see everything will work out. And it was basically saying your guidance will never lead you anywhere that will hurt you, even the idea of taking away a loved one. So she went off and did her little thing with the healing and working with children in South Africa and that kind of stuff. And then she came back after she got done with her trip, and her mother was still there. And she even said to her, it was kind of funny to her mother, looked at her and said, you know, her guidance came to her, Jesus came to her and said, "Hey, you know, he told me to wait for you. So I'm still here, and now I feel content, and everything's falling into place, so now I can move on." Even, you know, you can look at the situation as death, but she was happy, she knew where she was going, and that's the whole thing here. In some sense of the word, you know that you're going to a better place. And you just have to let go of this situation. It didn't work out the way you wanted it to. Because it seems in some sense of the word, you still think about it could be different.
Yeah.
Well, I got a card here that talks about, I lost it. Okay. Actually, the card goes like this. Your prayers have been answered. They've been heard. They've been answered. What you got to do is have faith. And what it means is you're going to have the relationship, the life, and those things that come with relationships and kids and that kind of stuff, you're going to have that. It's pretty much destined. It's going to happen. It's just not going to be the person that maybe some people thought it would be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I lose a card like that. I don't get it. I'll even read it to you, okay? So it's Archangel Sandrafin. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Just have faith. Do not give up on what you see and what's going to happen and that kind of... Ooh, that hurts. Sorry, guys. I had a cramp in my back. It's probably been sitting too long. But the situation, that's what I'm saying. I just really feel like the next person that comes in your life, even if it's 3 months, 6 months, whatever, it's one of those things that you should take the time for yourself, move on, sit there and let this go. I mean, I'm just saying, let it go. Don't answer the phone. Don't answer the phone. I just said it twice, didn't I? Don't answer the door. Don't answer the phone. And cut the cords. I always say Archangel Michael is good for cutting the cords, cutting everything that goes along with it. We could talk about twin flames. Some people go, "I hear that all the time now." No, you don't. I've sat and listened to people out there, and I'm always getting questions of people talking about their soulmates. This is a prime example of what soulmates are all about, is to learn what you need to learn to get to the person you were supposed to be in the first place. I just guess in some sense of the word, you went down this path because there were some other things you needed to learn to let go of and things about yourself. So therefore, when you get in the next relationship, then you know exactly what to do, what not to do, and keep it up in the head. But always think about this. There's no learning. There's actually no manual when it comes to these situations because they're learning experiences. So I'm just saying let go of a lot of things that you get up to the point of meeting a person and just treat it like it's the very first relationship you've ever been in and judge it for what you see, not for what you've been at.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Please give us a call and tell us how things are going.
Okay, I will.
I'm serious. If you have any more questions or any kind of, you know, sometimes in situations like this, it is kind of hard to figure out what's the first step to do sometimes. Or as you go through it, you get a little knocked off and going, okay, there's a guy sitting right here. He seems pretty nice, but it's just one of those things of looking at the situation and kind of, I always say focus on yourself and look back inwards and say, okay, what do you really feel? What do you sense here? Use the senses, use your intuition or your abilities, your gifts. They'll tell you everything you need to know. And always, and like Nicole was saying, pay attention because in the course, I've always seen this too, in the course of actually, you know, as you're going forward, you're keeping yourself open to the right person. You're going to have other people who like that light too that you're going to attract, and you just need to know if they're genuine or not. And I always tell people sometimes with getting readings and someone says, I see 6 months, and you have people come in before then, and it just doesn't feel right at the moment, you should take that into account of consideration too. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
But don't be scared to call us up and ask any kind of questions. I mean, I tell people all the time my phone number's everywhere. So if you feel like you need the notion to do that, then do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling too.
Thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Yep.
There was somebody on the line I wasn't too sure about, so I was going to... Area code 631. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Donnie and Bree and Nicole?
Hello.
Hi.
So you've been listening?
Yes, I have. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, okay.
I had a question. Actually, my girlfriend, she's from another country, and she had to go back home. And I was just wondering if what you feel about me actually working there and being able to stay there.
Is there any chance she's going to be coming back here first?
That's what I feel. I feel like she's
if you guys say that, it's possible.
No, that's the first thing I came up with. She's coming back.
Me too. Right. Yeah, that's what I got to do.
Before I go there?
Yeah. It actually questions the idea where you're going.
What was that
the
idea?
Over there at all. I don't feel like you're going to work over there at all.
Yeah, I just get to, when I said to her and saw that she's coming back, and that's the first thing, it's kind of the tone said she's coming back, so therefore the ideal of the things that you were thinking up to that point changes everything.
Right.
Well, we don't see you going there at all, because it's like, if you did go there and it worked out that way, I feel like it would work out great, but I just feel like for some reason, that's just not going to happen. And you're going to see why, it's a whole lot better for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you see like for with finances for me or working? And you don't see me doing anything over there. It's pretty much, what do you see with that?
Well, first of all, I'm trying to clarify something. I smell pork chops. Steak. I actually smell it too. It's like someone's taken some flour and put on top of the pork chops. And then there's this thing about steak, about red meat. And almost like the ideal that you should cut down the red meat. But the pork chops seem to be this trunk is where I get I've never had that point. I'm sitting there going, wow, man, it's like someone's barbecuing, and they got the little thing going on. So I don't know if that means anything to you or not, but the thing
I don't like to eat meat.
Okay. So it could be, I don't know, I got that really strong with you, so.
Could be the opposite, like I need to eat it?
Well, it could be, yeah. But I'm just saying it could also be somebody close to you that needs to cut down on the meat themselves too. So it's like once something crosses your path. But I would sit there and say one thing about the situation we just brought up. I would add some protein to your diet.
Right.
I would watch the protein because it seems like I see a lot of vegetables. But I see also there's an imbalance with strength. And it's saying you can correct that strength with some a combination. And I, people might think this is crazy, but some protein powder with a combination of, and even some kind of, I keep getting, not macaroni per se, but like carbohydrates and protein.
I have a question about your job. The reason I ask, because when you were talking about work, I heard something about computers or computer technology. Is that what you're doing right now? Is that what you're in?
No, actually. I do. I'm actually a massage therapist, and I do energy healings, too.
Energy healings. One second. I don't know why I heard computers and computer technology. Who around you is connected? Is there anybody? What? Say what?
I keep getting a client.
Oh, is it a client?
I keep getting stressed in the neck.
Computers and computer technology. Okay. One moment.
I'm just saying. I saw neck problems. Person like a client's gonna come to him the next week. Got some back problems. I'm just saying, computers. When you pick up the computers, I see this person working with the computers and stuff, where it's like his eyes are. He's got bloodshot eyes. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. But now that you say that you do the energy work, I'm sorry. Give me one moment. Yes, I don't know. I mean, I'm not being told like where specifically your girlfriend is, and I don't need to know it geographically. The only thing that I'm being told is that the type of energy work you're doing, for some reason, your services are not needed over there as much as they are needed where you're at. And that's the other reason why you're not going over there. Do you understand what I mean? Like, the reason why I say that is because, one second. You said you do massage therapy, so it's like
I'm a massage therapist.
But you do energy work. You do
I do also, yes.
And stuff like that. Okay. For some reason, there's something about. I'm sorry. Where is your girlfriend at?
She's in Thailand. I was there before.
They don't need it over there.
Right.
Like for some reason, the energy there's something about the energy work that you're doing. I don't know. It's something about you and your energetic makeup and the type of work you do. The energy better suited and better needed over here, not over there.
Right.
For some reason, what I'm being told is that there's something about it. Oh, I understand. Okay, so they say something about like they've got it over there. Do you understand what I mean? It's almost like they've got it. They figured it out. They have. You know
that's
what I mean?
True. They have their own like system.
Exactly. Whereas over here, people don't know, and they also need to be taught, which is why I do feel you. Have you thought you're going to teach this as well?
I'm able to teach it, but I haven't been teaching it. Like I'm certified to teach like a few things. I'm certified to teach yoga. Certified to teach like energy healings, but I just haven't been teaching it.
It's the energy work. It's the energy work. The energy work more than. I mean, I think you could do the yoga as well, but it's the energy work more so than anything. The reason I say that is because I'm being shown a man who takes his hands up and brings them back, and there's energy shooting out of the hands, and he's across the room, but he's sending the energy out. It's more of the hands-on stuff, right? And I also feel that I would go. Okay, but I feel like you can go deeper than some of what you've been doing. One second. It just like, okay, this is all that I want to say, and I figure you're going to figure it out on your own anyway. But it's something about the healing work and the energy work you're doing. It's almost like you have to just turn the key just a little bit, and it's literally going to blow up energetically. Like, you're going to be exposed to more energy than you imagine you could be connected to. Like, what they're saying is you haven't even scratched the surface of what it is. You understand? Like, this is going to take some time, though. It's going to take a couple of years, but they are saying you can teach it, and they are saying that the type of energy that you're pushing out, it's actually better suited here than there. There's something about also the way that your mind works as well.
I think it has something to do with, like, a business model or the way that you see it. It's better suited over here than it is over there. Like, this is actually a better climate. This is a better place for you to do it, believe it or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can that, I'm just going to say, that computer thing that you've seen, because someone actually did say something to me about, like, me doing stuff with, like, computers and stuff. I didn't, like, and I never actually, like, maybe, could that be another job, too, besides, like, this stuff?
It's a possibility. I mean, the computers came up. I was trying to understand what the, like, Donnie was saying that it possibly is a client that might come in. I'm trying to understand what the connection is to you and computers. I just feel like somehow I don't know how you're going to incorporate that into the job. I mean, have you ever studied computer technology? Has it ever been
Nothing like that. I've just been trying to look at computers, like how to, like, you know, like, I've been looking at a lot of, like, import and export stuff. Are you getting anything with that? I'm actually trying to sell stuff from Thailand to my job here now.
Yes,
are you getting anything about that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That was it.
Got it. I was like,
so happy I said that.
I was like, what is the computer? Maybe it's, you know, I was like, maybe I'm off. Yes, mm-hmm. and yes again. I think that could be the contact where you do that, the import-export business. So that, the import-export thing you're talking about, so that could be a part of it. I still feel, though, that in terms of geographically, you're going to be over on this side of the water. That is what I'm feeling. However, I get a really amazing feeling about doing that. One second.
Sure.
You work with spirit guides, don't you?
I'm opening up to it more, yeah, definitely. Like, I took a few, like, psychic development classes and stuff, and I was like...
Yeah.
And I've been, like, you know, sometimes, like, I can speak to, like, dead people, like, in the classes and stuff. I connected with people, and even when I work, too.
Yeah, I feel like with you, and the massage therapy, I think, helps with that because you're able to tune in to the energy body. What I was going to say with that is, I do feel you need to consult your spirit guides with this. And I would literally just say, just put the question out there, sort of like, what's the best course of action or how can I get this business started? Because I'm not being given a clear direction on how to get this import-export thing jumping off.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel you're in the right direction in terms of pursuing it. I just feel like your timing might be off. And it feels like there's just something, and I'm not sure what it is, there's something that you're not quite doing or there's something that you do need to do. And I almost feel like if you pose it to your spirit guides and just sort of say, look, guys, I need your help. I want to move forward with this, just, you know, and turn it over to God. I almost feel like there's an idea that's going to pop into your head, and that's going to be the thing that turns the ignition. But I would keep going forward with that. Keep going forward with that. Don't get discouraged. It's going to take some time, though, because there's just something about it. There's something about the timing that doesn't feel quite right.
Yeah, I've been waiting for, I gave, like, the spot I work at, they, like, I gave them the product, and it's a bigger spot. They have a whole bunch of them in the airport, it's an airport spa, and I gave them the product, and they liked it, the wife of the owner looked at it, and then they had to wait for the husband to get back, and then I was back and forth with emails, and then I haven't talked to him for a week. I was even thinking about talking to him, calling him next week, actually.
Yeah, my guide says also explore other companies, too, that do with the same thing. Like, don't just explore other companies as well. Because there's something about them, and now, because I was feeling all this stuff with the timing, and now that you say all of that, I'm like, okay, that I can see exactly what you're saying. They're saying explore other companies as well. Don't be afraid to explore other companies.
Sure. Are they, so they don't think that this company will do it, or they don't say?
I don't get a strong, I'm not getting a strong yes or a no. It just feels like I said, there's something about it that bugs me. Do you understand? Like, it just feels like delayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm not quite sure if it's going to be a yes. But what I do hear, my guide does say very clearly, explore other companies as well. So that is something you, I think you want to look into. I think it's also too, I mean, I think you zeroed in on them, but she says look at your opportunities, because it seems to be that there's more than just this one.
Okay. Great. Mm. I'll do that. Thank you.
Mm.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, any other questions for anybody?
No, that just real quick. Before early in the show, you checked like the girl's chakras. Can you do that for me? Are you able to?
Oh,
do that?
You're saying when I'm checking on a root chakra?
Yeah,
earlier
you told
me. Kind of
earlier
thing,
in
yeah.
the show, yeah.
Yeah, I get the impression with yours is we're talking muddy brown with your root chakra.
Right.
And a little off the, I look at the heart chakra, a little forest green there, but it should be a little more emerald. But not much with the situation there. A little bit will work, but I would definitely do some work with your chakras. And like I told her, I would do the same thing with you too as well, in the mornings and at night, because it's like getting yourself geared up for a lot of things that you normally would procrastinate with, is the idea of opening the chakras. That you'll see that you won't have that anymore, and chakra clearing at night seems to be one of those things that you need to do to sleep.
Right.
And your aura. So, but yeah, the meditation goes where you focus on the essence behind the heart, which is like a little pilot light, so you can actually expand back and forth. And it's just basically, like I said before, you just kind of bow your head, focus on that. I tell people if you have to use your imagination, see the pilot light and that kind of thing. Focus on that little essence behind your heart. And then as your center is focusing, just say, I love, I am love, I am love. And the thing I tell the most people to do is to listen and feel as you're saying those words, how it resonates with you. Because I've always felt the energy. I can feel the vibration going up. And what you want
yeah,
to do
I was just going to say that. I can feel it going up.
Yeah, so you do that, but then you consider and take that pilot light, you can also expand it. And what I've seen when you expand it, it illuminates your chakras and your auras. So you can actually see those things. And I would also, what I would do is do some color therapy of bringing more orange into your aura.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a good thing because of your desires and things that you seem to be, why can't I just get motivated to really just jump into certain things? And I just feel like you need more orange in that situation. Red's good too for passion, but red can actually get a little bit on the thing because your root chakra is supposed to be ruby red.
Right.
When you introduce too much red into your aura and your chakras, it can get a little off balance and cause you become that when you don't follow through with things, you could get a little more angry. So
right.
So I always felt the thing that came to me quick was the idea of focusing on the yellow and the oranges, but mostly on the orange itself. So.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, everyone.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. You too.
Have
all
a good
right,
night.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Mhm. Okay. Bree?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Mhm.
You've been kind of quiet. Did you fall asleep?
No.
I was just saying with the situation, I was like, I haven't heard from you in a while, and I see you there. You're doing good. I was just kind of concerned. That's all. I know you cut that. Your finger and just a couple little things here. So just, how'd you feel about the show tonight? You're a critic.
Good. I thought it went good, other than my stupid phone card decided to run out on me.
Right. Oh, well. It seemed like it worked out pretty good. It was kind of crazy, some of the things that were going on tonight, I swear.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we don't do is we don't do short readings, do we?
Oh, no.
I swear, I was like, I don't know where to go sometimes with these situations, you know?
I don't think there's been a short one in a while, actually, to be honest. I can't think of, I mean,
I was just looking at some things myself and kind of freaking because I remember saying this a couple of shows ago where I was talking about we don't do quantity readings, we do quality. And then all of a sudden it was like, is it really slow or is it just the ideal things kind of balancing themselves out where we're actually working with people, taking a little bit longer than usual? because they need it.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yeah, because it's amazing some of the people do show up and they say they don't like going to other shows because they feel like they're being rushed down the road. And they might have a couple more questions. Or the one thing I've noticed with some of the shows I've watched, too, where people answer the questions, but you can tell that the people are a little confused, a little more clarity with the situation, and sometimes they don't get that. So I'm not sure about the real psychic. I'm sorry, did I say that loud? I didn't say any names. I feel like I'm real too. Punch me. I guarantee if you punch me, I will scream. But
we're all very real.
Well, heck yeah. Yeah, what that one guy said, if you cut me, I do bleed. And I think Bree can actually attest to that one. So she's real, real.
Oh, man.
No, it's kind of funny with her cat. Every time we were on the phone or anytime we were doing anything, that cat is just like, I mean, gosh, it's like, sometimes I feel like he's jealous because I'm talking to her.
Probably. Oh, you know, so guess what? So now I do have a premium account, so yay. I'll be doing hour-long shows from now until the time that I go to Europe.
Yeah, no one actually does a two-hour thing, do they? I've went to a lot of shows. We got 30 minutes. There was 45 minutes. I seen one show freak me out too, man. 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, it's usually, some like shows like that are usually like meditation or, you know what I mean? Like a little quick pick me up or, but I looked at it and I was like, you know what? I know I don't have much time left, but why not? Go ahead, just go ahead and do, you know.
Premium show? Yeah.
Exactly.
Nicole, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You said you were going to donate some money, but you never did.
I did, actually. You need to check your PayPal account.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
There's more where that came from.
There's more where that came from. Well, hey, that's a good...
Just so you know.
I understand. I was just saying, because I was looking, and maybe I just wasn't looking. But, I've been preoccupied because I went in there the other day, and I knew someone made a $50 donation. So I was like, well, maybe I should take that money and get me one of those cordless headsets, and maybe we can take care of some of the static and stuff going back and forth of me phasing out. And I went in there and it was like $47 gone. I'm like, okay. And I called PayPal and I said, this is what's happening. I did work with this company and I did make a transaction, but then from that point on, I have not authorized them to do anything. And all of a sudden this came out, and it's actually happened twice. But the first time they didn't get nothing. But the second time it came through, and I'm like, you know, I remember doing a transaction with them, and then I just said I didn't want to do it. And something I felt kind of bad about. I had a funny feeling about the whole thing, so I didn't do it. So I called them. No one ever answered. No one ever called me back. They always come, and they wouldn't even tell you who they was. Most people, when they have their voicemails, who are doing legitimate business, they want you to know who they are. And you call
right.
This place, and it just says, hi, how you doing? If we're not answering the phone, that's because we're on the phone with other clients or customers.
Right.
And so I called, and I left them a nasty message. I told them, I said, you're going to need to call me back and tell me what's up with this thing, because I really don't know who you guys are. It says something about, and they wouldn't do it. So I said, I called them back one more time and said, hey, just like this, you guys call me, or I'll just discuss it with my boss, who's the director of the FBI, the scan department, and see if I should contact my lawyers, my three lawyers. And then I said, please call you back, we'll go over the whole thing, right? And I said, have a nice day, which will probably be the last one you have, so give me a call back. I did this one time, you know those magazines, companies that call you and said, you know, you get these free magazines, but you got to pay for shipping and handling. It's only like $2 and something for shipping and handling per prescription and that kind of stuff. And, you know, and you're sitting there going, okay, that sounds good. I'll take one magazine. And then you find that they actually do it annually. So you're actually looking at $54. So this one I went through, I sit there and talked to him about the whole thing and said, you know, that's cool. Really is. It's cool. But And the lady goes, well, what you're going to get is you're going to get a $1,000 Visa gift card, too, along with that whole thing, which you should get in a couple of days, right? So I said, well, how long, you know, when should I get it, really? And she goes, well, about a couple of days. And then as we went through the conversation, it got to the point where she didn't know.
Oh.
So I called her back. So I went through the whole thing, and I called her back. Well, it said call the customer service line if you want to cancel. Very